Tex here. So, Mutt Men episode 172, joined as always by Tex. How you doing, dude?
We're good, man. How you been?
Pretty good. You know how it is when it do. Actually, you know what? I just lied. I always say pretty good to that. Do you guys ever just have a word that you use? Like whenever somebody asks you a standard question, like you pass them in the hall or the street, like, hey, how you doing? Is that pretty good?
Yeah.
And you just move on. With you. I'm not so fucking good, man.
What's the issue? Why aren't you good, bro?
I feel like you're asking a leading question that was like totally acting out. Like I feel like we just heard Texas acting voice. Like we're going to see Texas in the porno and be like, well, I'm here to fix your pipes. But anyways, I'm so not good because of these goddamn disconnects demoting me in seasons, making me look like a pathetic player, making me feel small and like a child. I'm a man, damn it! I can't even speak right, I'm a man!
I'm 40!
Come after me! What the fuck? What's up with these servers and the disconnects? Whose issue is this? Is it my ISP text?
Nah, it's definitely EA's issue, man, because, like, so earlier today, EA blamed this issue on, like, PlayStation Network, but now it's happening on Xbox, too. I just feel like something with the game. I don't think this game's, like, I think this game's kind of broke, to be honest with you, in terms of, like, I have not blue screened or just, like, had a frozen screen more in my life than any Madden I've played in this one. So it's something to do, I think, with their game itself. It's nothing to do with, like, our networks or anything like that.
So why the fuck is this happening? Why is it current year? Why isn't this happening? This wasn't a huge issue last year, was it? Why is it getting worse over time?
I don't know. New interface, man. Maybe something with the interface that's kind of bugging things out. Because, I mean, something new comes to the game, something else breaks. You know? We pretty much know that's EA's MO at this point.
Is it kind of like yin and yang? Like, they have to, whenever something gets brought in, something else has to get lost. It's kind of like when I try to learn something new, I forget something old. Like, I once learned math and forgot how to tie my shoes. I currently have to get Foxy to tie him for me. What the fuck, dude? Same thing with EA, huh?
Am I too loud? What's the chat saying? Hold on. Whose mic's low? Is your
mic? My mic got low, it says.
Okay. Let's fix that real quick.
Too loud. Yeah, okay, whatever.
I'm too loud.
So who do we blame, right?
Who do we blame for the
game? Is Kralo going to make this right? What?
Who do we blame for? Who do we blame for the servers and disconnects and all that shit?
Yeah.
I gotta blame EA, bro, because, like, this wasn't as... I don't remember this being as bad last year. Or am I tripping? Like, was last year's game, when it first came out, like, I know it was, like, servers kind of slow, but I don't remember going into games and having to worry about my solo games not counting or having to worry about getting disconnected. So I think something on their end, internally, they just kind of like to deflect and blame the other stuff. That way we can't actually prove it. We can't prove
issue. I mean, that is corporate America, right? Mm-hmm. If you accept responsibility in corporate America, you're going to accept responsibility for the unemployment line, right? Nobody gets promoted by taking blame, right?
Mm-hmm. I think that's how it goes. Like, if you pass the buck off, all it is just, like, you keep pass the buck off. PlayStation blames blames EA. EA blames PlayStation. And then at that point, you just kind of get tired. You can't really count. It gets tired of chasing the same rabbit around the trail. So I just think eventually it'll fix itself probably the next couple of weeks, but... It's been bad, bro. I don't know if it's just me though. Maybe it's just a PS4 issue thing. But have you been like not talking about you've been disconnecting, but have you been like, has your game been freezing? Has your game been blue screening a lot?
No, I haven't had any blue screens, anything like that at all.
Yeah, so like I literally would just sit here, I go into a solo challenge and just blue screens. So then before I do anything, if I want to play a game online, if I want to play a solo battle, I close out my app because I know the game's gonna blue screen eventually.
So like Xbox had that issue. That seems like a game disc issue type of deal. Mm-hmm. Is EA gonna offer any make rights? Is Kralo gonna do something?
I don't know because I feel like because everybody's being affected by it, it's just kind of victim of circumstance. And so I feel like people who aren't dealing with it right now are gonna be the ones that benefit from it mostly. Because I they're not gonna do no make right for solo battles. Like I was gonna probably get top 25 this week, and I'm not gonna get any coins at all because they didn't give me any progress for me finishing an entire solo battle game. So I don't think they can go back and like rewind it. You know, what they could do is, I don't know, just not. They could do the make rights, but I figure since the game just came out, they're probably just going to be like, well, this is just a learning experience. Learning experience, and we'll learn that we'll fix this going forward.
Yeah, so, I mean, I understand that. It just, it's so weird that we keep putting up with it. Like, here's the thing, like, Madden, so we've got, like, worse gameplay than, like, 2K. We always had servers, though, right? That was the one thing, like, we could always say, hey, at least we can play our game, 2K nerds. Now we don't even have that high ground. How the hell, as Madden players, are we supposed to defend this product right here, right?
Yeah, we're on the same playing field as the 2K servers right now because, like, Weekend League starts in, like, an hour. You don't even want to play because you're going to start out 0-2 and be mad.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just, there's nothing we can do. There's no changes we can make to this, right? There's no solutions we can offer other than saying EA fix your shit. Like, there's nothing else to discuss here. It's just frustrating. It's just hair pulling out, frustrating moments. Like, do we just move on to the next topic? Because I got nothing else for this. This is terrible.
It's not, I'm just trying to figure out, like, what is the major issue, though? Like, why all of a sudden was this perfect before the game came out and the game comes out? Like, was it just the people who were just playing the game that made this issue happen? Like, why after launch is all this stuff starting to present itself? Because this stuff should have been showing up during the actual beta or during the actual early release. But all this stuff seemed to start popping up after the patch.
They do a fucking closed beta, like fucking betas, and this is something that should show up during an open beta. If they let us do these, like, the most frustrating thing with the beta is this server issue that we're seeing on launch. And then the game, they tested on regs. And do you see people? I see people on Twitter, so I don't play regs. I play Mutt because that's what I enjoy. But they're like, oh, the game plays so much better on regs than Mutt. It's like, well, maybe it's because we fucking test the game on regs, right? Why are they having us test this game on regs in the beta? Why are they not doing a server testing in the beta? Like, what the fuck is it good for if we're just testing regs the mode a majority of us don't play? It's horseshit.
I never understood that. I never understood why when Mutt basically is the regs roster is not as the same as the Mutt roster in terms of like how much stuff that goes on with Mutt because there's different chemistries that affect different player overall ratings. Just a lot of different variables that go into whereas regs, everything's pretty much standard. Like, there's nothing that's going to make this player play better. Whereas Mutt, we got Sprinter, we got all this stuff that can affect how the game actually plays. So that's just something that's just a little easier for them to do instead of, like, having to create these Mutt teams and having us, like, get out here and actually make a roster and test players. I would love that. Like, you know, MLB The Show last year, during that beta, they gave you basically, like, unlimited stubs and, like, a whole diamond team. That's how this game should be tested. Like, they should let you just build the best Mutt team possible or whatever and just, like, get, like, just go crazy with chemistry and training and all this shit so they can kind of find these fucking bugs. God, that might be the reason why, because everybody's out here doing, like, all this stuff that's probably bogging down the service itself. It's like how they discovered when dudes were doing all these stupid-ass adjustments in-game during the competitive tournaments, it kept causing disconnects and desyncs because they didn't know that the game just couldn't handle all that input.
Yeah. I don't know, weird, right?
It's weird, and I just hope that they fix it soon enough because this is kind of getting on my nerves right now. Like, I'm tired of, like, just middle of the video just having to, like, stop, close app, and then go back into it and try to figure out where I left off at. And I got, like, oh, shit, I don't know what's going on. So I got to stop my recording, listen to where I was, and then fucking try to pick back up from there. It's affecting my job, Fox.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, here's the thing. Somebody in chat said, go back and check your settings. EA gave them credit for something. Have you gone back and actually checked? Hey, thanks for subbing, Kevin. Have you gone back and checked your settings?
Settings for, like, in terms of, like, my...
Oh, not set... Sorry. Checked your solo battles?
Well, so, for my score?
Yeah.
Now, were you talking about check my solo battles for my score? Or check my solo battles in terms of, like...
Like see if they credited back. Somebody said they actually got credited back.
So my points are here, but it's not going to be credited back, right? So there's no chance they're going to give me, because it says I played 4 solo battle games, but I only have like my 70,000 points essentially, right? I should have like 100,000. So
they haven't credited you back.
So I haven't got credited back yet. So EA could go through and credit me back, but that's not going to help those that got that DNFs and got no points at all. So is EA going to let them replay that solo challenge string, or they just get 0 points for that week? So just because I got credited back, and if EA, or just because I got my points here, and if EA does credit me back, are they going to unlock the solo or add more solo battles for people to actually that got affected by this to be able to play again? So it's like, it's a lot of people, a lot more people who are affected by this thing than just me in terms of, but if they get my points, I'm good. If others don't, they're screwed.
Would you be okay with EA making it so if you, like, a do not finish, that you get your solo credits back? Like, so, like, here, so what I mean is, basically people can cheese it by shutting off their system mid-game. Mm-hmm. But, like, EA can see if you're winning or losing, right, at that time. But like, would you be okay if EA allowed you to refinish solos?
So what I would like to see is kind of how, like, if you know how you go to college and they're like, you got like one of those class tests. If you got four exams this year, we'll drop your lowest score for the exam.
Yeah.
I feel like solo battle should be kind of like that, where you basically, instead of counting for like all 13, it counts like 12. And then they'll drop your lowest score. So that way, if you got a zero, you can keep potentially trying to play for top 100. That way, because the solo battles are so random in terms of like what happens. PS4 people blue screen all the damn time. They'll lag out of the game. Just bad things happen when you're playing this mode because the game just be cheating. So they'll do anything in their possible ways to fucking cut you out of some points. And so just something like that. So that way EA can kind of like, I don't know, make the average less. So that's something that I like to see. I don't want to see like the people just intentionally quit games so they can keep playing them over and over again to get higher scores. Because I don't want that precedent set at all, but just something where maybe 12 games counts, not 13. So you have one game of air where you can have, where if it messes up, you can still potentially place high.
Because what? I'm totally a fan of that. I think that's good too. Yeah.
If you DNF, you're pretty much done. Like if you get no points, you're like, why play? Because 100,000 coins for top 100 is not as good as what it was last year. Or not. Well, for what Legend Rewards was, I don't think playing that many games is worth it this year than it was last year. It could be though. You say that shorter length, like because last year, if you got like what ultimate rewards, it was like 150,000 coins. Whereas this year, it's like 112,000 coins now.
Say that again. Sorry, my earphone fell out.
You're good. Ultimate rewards.
Like, yeah, it's worse this year. I got that. Yeah. I got you now.
Yeah, the rewards weren't. They're not as good this year as they were last. So I don't think it's worth kind of grinding for.
So you recommend nobody play the solo battles if you're not going to go top 100.
No, I don't think so, because for one, you don't get any stars, which then could help you, like, obviously with Muttmaster, and you're just kind of playing solos for just to play solos. Like, the EA kind of just made everything dependent on stars this year, so you're not really getting anything out of it besides just a frustrating time. Because even running the ball against the CPU was kind of tough this year because nobody fucking blocks. You can have the best guys out there, but for some reason this year, like, all Madden is even more cheesy. Like, bro, I got a clip that I got recorded I might just upload. Von Miller went to tackle the running back in the backfield, which was, what's that boy's name? Like, Philip Lindsay, not a great running back.
Uh-huh.
It's Von Miller. It's just a regular league card. Lindsay breaks the tackle, which is fine. Okay, he breaks the tackle. But three of my defenders who were surrounding Lindsay ran to the quarterback and not to the running back who's breaking the tackle. And he gets a touchdown out of it. So it's just like, okay.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So like, if you're trying
sounds like the normal, all Madden bullshit.
All Madden bullshit. So your players aren't even going to targeting the guys correctly in order to like prevent the guy from getting a touchdown. So if you're trying to play, it's a lot harder to win because if you're just trying to chew clock and just get the one touchdown, you can easily fumble the ball. You can easily get screwed over because your guys aren't blocking. You can then you end up losing the game. You waste your time in the first place. So there's not really any point to play because you're not really earning as much coins as the effort it takes to go to win that one game.
So like,
everybody's saying you're playing for trophies though. How much trophies you get?
Yeah, like, people in the chat are saying trophies are kind of the way forward, and that's the reason you do the solo battles for. Like, how much value does a trophy have? Like, you can get midfield packs and stuff. How many trophies do you get out of Ultimate in...
Let's see. Trophies. I feel like if you want to play for trophies, just play Draft Champions. It's more fair. There's no abilities over there. You're less likely to get screwed. Obviously, if you're not as good online, then I can understand why you play this. But you get 60 trophies. So if you're even trying to grind for John Madden, you know what it's going to take? You get 60 trophies at a time. That's basically what 6,000 coins in the Will of Coins packs. Like that's not enough for the grind.
Yeah,
that's not enough for the grind. Nah, I miss you with that bullshit, bro. Nope, that's not enough at all. 60 trophies, man. So if you want John Madden at 1,000 to get the extra upgrade, that's gonna take way too long. If you want to go ahead and keep grinding, you're going to try and earn a touchdown pack. That's gonna take way too long. So and if you want to get like Von Miller, it's gonna take way too long. So I don't think that's worth it at all. Just play Draft Champions or play Salary Cap if you guys really want the trophies that bad. Even Squads is better, I think. Get another player, get some Squads wins out here. There's other ways, other modes in this game that give you more trophies that are gonna be a lot funner of a grind than playing solo battles and potentially getting cheated by these low overall CPUs because for some reason, like you can't catch nobody in this mode. Like no. Once they're in the open field, they're gone. Like you can have a 99 speed guy out here, you're not catching nobody anymore. I don't know what like the pursuit is so bad in the solo battles.
I mean, that's like basically the whole reason for solo battles is to make them cheat because of CPU. They can't obviously like those play head to head know how bad the CPU is, but basically that's the only way they can make it like fair versus a human, right? Somebody said today they play solo battles in order to make themselves feel like it's Ender's Game and that the CPU is actually human. So, like, that's the only way to make a CPU good enough right now with a man. Like, here's the thing. Like, I get it. It's tough to make a good CPU, but we got, like, fucking IBM Watson. Can't, like, EA hook up with IBM and get their Watson on this shit, make a CPU that doesn't have to cheat in order to give us a good challenge? It's so weird that we got, like, these computers being the best chess players in the world, but we can't decide to beat, like, 11 guys in the field, and they can't code a CPU to play properly. So it's like, I don't know. Like, you're right. It's literally part of the whole fucking thing, right?
It's so weird because, like, I swear, that's why they think these zones actually work. Because I've never seen a CPU play, like, a soft squat that guards a flat route and an out route that's, like, 20 yards of difference. I don't get it. The dude split the difference. He's sitting in the middle, so he throw the out route to pick. And throw the fucking flat route, he comes down and busts your running back for a fumble. It's like, yo, I'll do this online. I'm going to get dialed up either way. My gosh, he's going to stand there like, which one do I guard? It's going to be computer overload. He's just going to sit there. And instead of making a play on one of the balls, he makes a play on none of the balls, and then we're just screwed. So it's they got to start doing testing with, like, out all Madden, because this game is not meant to be put on all Madden, because that mode is just a hell. Like, it's just not fun. Because the amount of bullshit that happens, the amount of ridiculous catches that happen, the amount of ratings that don't actually matter. I'm tired of seeing linebackers going up against my 90s Victoria Holt and keeping up with them down the field. I'm tired of seeing it. Tired of seeing it, man. But the coins are so good for top 100, though. It's so good.
So they, like, make ourselves torture. It's kind of like, I don't know. What's that one movie, Indecent Proposal? They're like, would you... Holy shit. Sorry, I'm playing Souls right now. And I can't believe that guy played that far back on that route. It's like... The EA is basically saying, hey, would you let me sleep with your wife for 1,000,000 coins? And you're like, oh, man, that's so bad, but 1,000,000 coins is 1,000,000 coins. It's like, would you torture yourself? Would you go through Saw for the right amount of coins? Tex.
No. I just use code Tex at checkout.
But you're saying it's worth it to get tortured.
It is for those that don't have those that doesn't want to spend the money, because, like, if you want to grind and you have a team, you think you can do it and it's worth it. But if you have other means to, it's probably better to just kind of be bad, because it's so frustrating. Because I know people that broke their controllers and, like, just shit just because of how nonsensical these CPU just playing, like, just stuff that you can't control. Like, you hit the quarterback in the back, but he breaks the sack and throws a 90-yard dot that your cornerback doesn't play properly, or you get rat catch, aggressive catch, and you're just like, all right, there's nothing I can do here to fucking prevent this from happening. So it's just not as fun in terms of that. So if you have the means, by means, do something else. But if you don't, then you got to go through that torturous punishment that EA decides to put out towards us.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, so let's talk about, like, in the end, like, is this something you decide to do, though? Right? So, yeah, nobody to blame but yourself.
True, but at the same time, like, that's pretty much how the mutt is. Like, if you want to get that, if you want to grind, you're doing this to you. Like, that's kind of a mutt kind of rewards, though. Like, they want you to basically spend all your time grinding to go ahead and get these rewards.
Yeah. So,
That's just part of the game, bro. That's just part of, like, how...
So you're saying, is there a way they can make it a fair grind, though? Because top 100, it's a battle for no matter who. Who tries it, right? Like, no matter what you're gonna do, people are gonna torture themselves for those rewards. Mm-hmm. So how does EA make it better for people?
All way to make it better for people for to grind is this. Honestly, I'm cool. It's just I don't know. Does it make ratings actually matter? Like, if I'm a good right tackle, I feel like if obviously they like the whole randomness of it, but the only thing that's frustrating is just, like, I'm cool if y'all doing y'all cheating ways, but y'all can't have these bronze cards out here block shooting my elite right tackle. With Secure Protector, right? Or without Secure Protector. Like, it's just, maybe make ratings actually matter in that mode, then it'll actually kind of reward and encourage people to actually play. Because if you have a good enough team, you can actually do some of the stuff to actually place top 100, and then maybe it'll be a fair grind, and people won't have to just go out here and cheat. They can always do solo battle blitz as well, where it just kind of, it just different things to kind of get the people who are good at one thing to reward as well. So I just need the CPU to stop being as... Like all Lawrence Taylors out there and all fucking Deion Sanders and more playing like their ratings. Because literally, they can just throw out, why even, like, bring people's teams in that are, that are playing solo battles throughout the week when all they do is play exactly the same? Every write-in plays like Lawrence Taylor.
I honestly don't have a solution for you there. It sucks. It's why I don't play solo battles. It's a drag. It's like... For the Ender Game thing, it is exactly like that is, right? It's they cheat to beat you. And it's just almost as frustrating as head-to-head at times, sometimes more, because of the cheating computer. You're like, I should be smashing this thing. My concepts that beat your concepts aren't working. And, I mean, that's Madden. So, I don't know. Like, do you think, going back to the server stuff, do you think we're going to get make rights for this shit or not?
I don't even know. Like, what kind of make rights do you think they'll give us? Because, like, some people don't want packs. Like, they want, like, people who are going to be on pace for top 10 want their 600,000 coins here for solo battles. People who are grinding head-to-head want their wins. People who are playing solo challenges want their credit. So, what kind of make rights could they give us that would basically satiate the entire audience, you know? So, probably not. I don't think they can do anything that's going to make anybody happy. It'll make a certain sense.
Dude, everybody was fucking pleased when everybody got top 50 rewards, right? That shit will put a smile on everybody's face. Like, EA's literally the Joker confirmed. Do you want to put a smile on our face? Dude, just cut our cheeks or just give us top 50 rewards.
Mm-hmm. That could be kind of nice as well. I guess so. But then people who were playing solos are like, well, I got top 50 rewards and I got to play these solos again. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I got top 50 rewards, but now I got to go back and do another 4-hour grind of these fucking theme builders so nothing I did tracked.
Wait, I don't get what you're saying right there. What?
Huh?
Wait, they didn't track for the solo because for that part, I was thinking solo battles only. Yeah, because no, you got to go back and play them again.
Anything that's going on with the servers right now. So I'm saying, like, what stuff could they do for everybody that's going to make everybody happy? Because for you, you lost head-to-head games, so you'd be kind of cool with just getting a bunch of free shit. It's fine. But for those that are grinding solos and they're gonna, and nothing they did was counting progress, or maybe it is now, but some people are saying that stuff not tracking. So then what do you do at that point? Like, it just,
yeah.
I'm not playing solos again.
Here's the thing. EA take away half my losses, and then I'll be happy. It makes me feel a lot better. Because my record doesn't look nearly like it is. I'm a very prideful person. All those disconnect losses, feels bad, man. Feels bad, man. It looks shit. You know, I look pedestrian right as shit. What's that?
Everybody was training in the chat, man. Like, training.
Oh, yeah. So let's shift to the training then. So training market, it's gone up and up and up. And this is something we predicted. The market goes up at the start of the years. Everybody starts to acquire more coins. And we've seen a little bit more. They have more rewarding for head-to-head. A lot more coins there, too. And then we got the reroll sets for training. So is the training market good or bad right now, Tex? Give me a good or evil type of take on it.
I think it's – so training going up is great for money spenders, which is fantastic for those that want to, like, obviously you and the guys that buy a bunch of packs. The only thing that sucks about the packs is the fact that EA seems to keep nerfing the packs itself. So there's not really anything out of packs you can – like, you're not really going to get anything great to pull. So you'll make, like, your 10,000 coins for 180 overall, but you're not really pulling those stuff you're pulling pre-launch, which kind of sucks. Why are pre-launch packs always better than, like, launch packs? I don't get that. They turn the fucking odds so down. But so I think training going up is actually a good thing because it just makes pulling packs profitable. The only thing that sucks this year is that if you want to pull packs, you got to spend money.
Did they increase the solo battle? Or do they literally just increase solo battle rewards?
They literally do.
It's now for Legend. You get 2 red zone packs, 2 Hail Mary, 2 midfield.
Red zone packs are 25K packs. All right. So I think it's exactly the same.
It's the exact same?
I think Legend rewards were literally the same.
They did, says Panny. People saying that's what it was last week. Oh, okay, so what the fuck? So people are fibbing or what the hell? It's the same.
Yeah, somebody says they see no
it's change. The same thing as last week.
Yeah, I don't know. What are y'all talking about?
230K?
Red zone Legend. Packs, touchdown packs are the ones everybody, those are the ones 65,000 coin quick sell. Red zone packs are the 25,000 coin quick sell.
Red zone's 25. Panny says they increased it.
They did.
They didn't. No, yeah, okay. So yeah. He was wrong.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm like, I was just looking.
So Twitch chat just went wild for a second.
Yeah.
They can't fool the text. The text is a solo battle all-star. He's the greatest solo grinder outside of myself in the world.
Yeah.
Because I refuse to accept nothing but number one for anything. So, yeah. You can't bluff text. Right? Yeah, nice try, poker players in chat. Anyways, the...
Training.
Heavyweight flashback reroll set with training.
Mm-hmm.
Love it or leave it.
If they just do training as the alternate currency for this entire year, I'm here for it. Because that's the one thing that I think that's going to keep like a lot of this stuff actually cards expensive, I think, throughout the year. Obviously, it'll go down. But I enjoy the fact that they're not doing like just tokens anymore. I would like to get rid of these gold and silvers that I have in my binder. Because it's not really anything to do with those cards besides just upgrade them for like lower tier car, like for other silver cards or other gold cards. So I'm cool with this basically being able to quick sell cards and make a profit if you pull something good out of those. So I actually do like them. I don't like the how like lopsided the price of it is, like in terms of you pull an 87 overall, you make like 90 training, but if you pull an 86, you lose like 400. I don't like that at all, but I do
maybe,
like
maybe slightly overpriced, like you say.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, isn't the market just going to correct itself if they lower the price on this? Won't the prices change overall on cards to kind of like even itself out to make the reroll set? Here's the thing, like, I say that, but I know for a fact that's not true because we've seen in the past situations where reroll sets were profitable even with changed dynamics in the economy. Like, okay, overall, fucking phenomenal, right? This is, like, the best change to MUT. Like, the lack of alternate currency and then putting the reroll shit on training, the fact they took out this, like, we gotta recognize this. I think I did last, did I say this last week on the MUT, man? I don't know. But, like, we gotta recognize the positives that they add to the game. Like, this is fucking huge. The fact that there's gonna be value in all these cards long-term, like, to old cards, too. We don't have to do that fucking shitty mobile-ass alternate currencies that we had. They took the best part about alternate currencies. They added it to the game for the training. Dude, I don't know. I feel like this might be, like, just a weekly thing with me saying how fucking cool these reroll sets are to add, like, kind of, like, a more, like, alternate way of getting these things outside of packs and the ability to make some coins going forward. Like, this shit just rocks, right? There's going to be arbitrage opportunities all year. There's going to be ways of making coins, potentially. Like, heavyweight and flashbacks are both L's. The thing about heavyweights that made it potentially better is that Ali Marpet card, because we didn't have any high-end left guards. So that was, like, potentially made it closer. It's still, I think, overall an L if you roll it long-term. But, wow! Like, hell yes. Right? I have no other words other than hell yes. Good shit. What do you think they need to add in the future to this set that make it better? What can they build upon here?
For the set, I don't even know. Like, so I don't even think this up weekly. I just think maybe we just kind of keep adding players that we want, obviously. So the Ali Marpet was a position of need. So that's why he's going for as much as he is. So we need more like cards like Ali Marpet and less cards like Yannick Ngakoue. So if they want to do,
How do you say his name again?
Yannick Ngakoue. That's how I pronounce it.
Okay.
It's probably not correct.
Baker on a beat says, no way they don't add other currencies for seasonal promos. All right, give me odds out of like 100%. What chance do you think we're getting like snow currency and bullshit back for later down the road?
So I think we will probably get snow currency because we just got to see how cheap training is at that time, right? Because training can be this currency the entire year long, but if EA thinks it's too cheap, then they'll add the alternate currencies. But I think we'll get one for probably Halloween, the big four, right? Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving.
No. And then chat's saying 195%, like half of them are saying 100%, other ones are saying 90%, 80%. Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get it for the big four at least. The big four.
That's terrible.
Something this offseason as well to kind of like keep the longevity of the game going, because that seems to be the trend right now. Like, but early on right now, I don't want to see any alternate currencies, like, because right now everything's expensive. Because they're not.
Sahara Joe says 10,000%. Well, EA could go fuck themselves.
They made a lot of money off that shit last year, but they forced people to buy packs last year.
We're making a lot of money off fucking training this year too, dude.
I got you, but you know what?
The 87 to 88 overall random player, that shit rocked fucking balls.
See, I get you on that, but if training is in the game for as long as it's going to be, which is the entire year, obviously, EA is not getting that money. The money's on the market, obviously.
How the hell are you going to argue with me after your favorite take is I want old cards to have value and to bring value to old cards? I don't want to hear this realistic shit. I want you to jump on the hate train.
Okay, I got you.
Jump on the hate train, bro.
I'm on the hate train with you, bro. I'm on the train hate train. No, the alternate currency hate train. Which I'm just thinking about it from like EA's perspective. If they want to encourage people to buy packs, they got to come out with new currency. That way, you have to buy packs.
Put the foot down on fucking Madden Overdrive bullshit from last year, where every single fucking thing had alternate currency. We are rallying the forces. We will bring the townsfolk together, grab our pitchforks, and storm the goddamn castle and run this Frankenstein out of goddamn Dodge. All right, Tex?
You alternate currency. You outrage really well. I'm not going to lie.
What do you mean fake outrage?
We got to hire you.
It's real, damn it.
Okay.
It's real to me.
All right. That's the memes, man. It's the best.
Pumpkin currency for Halloween? I will fucking smash pumpkins like this is 90s alt rock, all right?
The Jason currency. I'm gonna collect a bunch of swords. Oh, I can't wait!
Jason currency? I like that actually.
There's enough Jason currency, then it fucking evolves into Freddy Krueger currency, then evolves into Halloween currency.
Yeah, what's that one scary Santa? Krampus? What's that one that Dwight talked about? Yeah.
Krampus.
This isn't my latte! Fucking shit.
But man, so yeah, we're gonna see alternate currency. It's pretty much a given. I just don't want to see it like ever. Like, because Christmas was good last year, right? If they're doing the same thing as Christmas, I'm cool with it. But I don't want to see alternate currency like scouts.
So you're okay with snow though?
Yeah, snow was good last year. If they do the same because for gifts and stuff like that, I wouldn't mind being able to buy gifts with training as well, but. The only time I want to see is if they just basically recreate the Christmas bubble again. That shit was so good last year. Everybody was trying to get those particular things that it made money spenders want to spend money. Like, I still go back to just thinking about how there was a bundle topper that was worth 900,000 coins, and you got that shit guaranteed. And plus, on top of it, you got the packs as well.
But how? Okay. How is that any different than just doing it other ways?
Well,
you like training. It sounds like you like the things around the thing. Right? There are multiple ways to skin this cat.
I got you.
For someone who's skinned a lot of cats in his life.
Well, the thing about it is, I don't trust EA. I feel like if they keep training as the currency the entire time, we're going to be getting these 84-plus overall toppers, whereas with Christmas, it'll probably do something a little bit more extreme, you know? So it's going to see what EA decides to do in terms of, like, with packs and what the toppers are going to be at that time of year.
Yeah. And here's the thing with that, though. Mm-hmm. Right? That was their first shot at it. And we fucked them in the ass good and made good profit off it. You understand every single currency after that, they got better and more experienced. Like, we took advantage of a beginner. It's like going online with my 88 overall squad and crushing a dude that just came out with silvers against me, right? We saw their beginningness. We took advantage of it. But now they're got it. Now they have an 88 overall squad, so it's a fair fight, us versus the economist. Like, this shit ain't gonna happen again, is it? Like, they're smarter about it. They've gotten better at these alternate currencies. Every alternate currency, we've had less and less of a chance. So we all look back at this thought, like, oh my god, we're gonna make so much money off these snow shit again. Like, they haven't learned their lesson to make it harder to no money spent that shit? Nah, I don't believe it. I don't buy it. I'm gonna return this thing.
What do you mean? We just saw them do that this year with the Patrick Mahomes, where you could build it for $250, then sell it for fucking $350. Like, what do you...
That's a market inefficiency, not a Jason Kelce glitch. That's a market where you build and sell against other players. That's not a Kelce glitch where we can re-roll it over and over against EA.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha, okay.
The Kelce glitch, and that shit in Snow was great. Like, building and selling is the same shit we can do with Legend sets, or we used to be able to do that last year. So, while we were able to figure out methods to take advantage of the market, it's not the same thing.
You're right about that. It's not the same thing because we're basically kind of screwing over people who are stupid at that point, not screwing over EA itself.
Yeah.
Which makes it different. Okay. Yeah, we're probably not going to see anything else like that, but it's also EA, so you just got to just hope out because they're just kind of idiots at times. And so
KKL makes a good point.
There's always a chance they can mess up. There's always a chance they can do it with another currency that rolls out. They end up doing another glitch where you just keep getting unlimited of it. So.
Yeah. Great thing. All right, so KKL said they don't learn the lesson. We hated full game solos last year, and what do they start the year again with this one? Fuck ton of full game solos. Now, our full game solos, Tex, I know you hate them, but you do solo battles every week, so you kind of just are stuck with them.
You're misrepresenting me by full game solos.
Give me a second. Does EA put full game solos in for people to spend more time on the game? Because 70% of this game are people that don't play head-to-head, that play solos, builder squads through that, right? So... there are, I would say, a good portion of people that want to play the game a lot, and maybe the rewards aren't as great, but there's EA kind of catering to the people that just want to grind a long time. Do you think, because EA could either put out a lot, work harder and put out a lot more moment solos, or they put out those full game solos to keep those fuckers busy. It's like children. You put them in front of a television, and you put on some fucking cartoons, and you keep them busy all afternoon, so that way mommy and daddy can go ahead and drink.
Gotcha.
What do you think? What do you think EA is doing there with the full games when they start the game up?
So they're doing full games, just keep busy. That's pretty much all it is, just to keep you wanting to, just keep you like, so that way you can't be like, I got nothing to do in the game. That's just like, if you aren't like your boy, Steven Walker out here grinding for Mutt Master, and you're like, I got nothing to do in Mutt right now. Hey, you always grind solo. So that's why they're there. And that's why the star system's here right now. So like, if you don't get the full 3 stars, you can go back and replay them. That's why I recommend you guys just go. If you're going to play the solos, go for the full 5 stars. Do not fall into EA's fucking honey trap and fucking play them on 1 star and then go back and play them for the five. That's just a waste of time. You're playing a solo that should be done in 6 hours. That's going to take you eight in total. You got to back if you go back and replay it. So just want you to go back. It's all it is this year. Just want you to play it full game and then go back and chase stars, because that just kind of adds replayability into the game. So my biggest complaint with solos is in general, just stop giving the CPU timeouts, because they just do that so that way you have to waste more time. Core playing them, they're fine, but stop giving them timeouts. And then in terms of objectives that you got to get in solos, put us in a position to actually be able to get them. I don't know how many people are in my DMs asking me a text, how do I return a 30-yard punt? It seems easy. It seems easy as shit, Fox. But one of the challenges is return a 30-yard punt in the theme builder sequences. Uh-huh. But if you make them, if they punt through the ball at the 50, they're punting it out of bounds. So you got to force them to punt through the ball from like the 40 and beyond, and it still may go out of bounds. But it's to get the 30 yards is damn near impossible, because the punt coverage is outstanding. Playing on five stars or playing on all Madden basically, or all pro for the extra. So it's just like they don't put you in a position to succeed. Some of the souls say get an interception return for a touchdown in one play. How the fuck am I supposed to do that?
The solo glitch method, punt block or field goal.
Okay,
punt block, man.
So I've tried that, and for one, it's harder this year to get them throw you the ball. Definitely, I tried it solo battles. They'll throw the ball sometimes.
It doesn't work that well.
But
it doesn't work that well with 2 minutes left on the clock in the first half or in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I've noticed it doesn't work.
In the fourth quarter, that play didn't work at all last year. So no, it's really hard to get them throw the ball. And then even if they throw you the ball, dog, the amount of times this fucking receiver hits my cornerback's hands and knocks the ball out of his hands. Like, they added all these offensive fight deflect animations, so it's like it's so impossible. And then on top of that, your defenders can't
so
catch.
True.
I had Earl Thomas 87 overall. I caught a pick. This dude just dropped it for no reason. So I'm just like, you're just making it more difficult. So you're not putting in position, so then you're wasting more time playing solos. And then if you're playing these full game solos for the extra star objective, you don't get it done, you got to go back and play. So that's my big complaint. Just put me in position to succeed, so that way I don't got to go back and play. That's my biggest point. It will be the show. It's like get a double or hit a home run or something else on the lines like that. It's just like, why are these as hard as it needs to be? Like, this it should be kind of easy. I shouldn't be out here playing full game, like not innings, to get this stuff knocked out because of the PCI on my players is like fucking the size of a goddamn grain of rice. Not fun.
Yeah, if there's one way not to do solos, it's definitely the Unworthy Show way. Yeah. Like, you could tell they're inexperienced at solos and lack of thought process through the whole thing, where like they'll put you in a solo, say steal a base, and then they deliver a pitch where the guy then hits the next pitch. And it's like, okay, come on, you gotta be smart about that. So I definitely feel you there. Gator makes a really good point. So a lot of people are in Gator situations. Like, we sometimes we're disconnected from real life, you and I, because we play games for a living. But he's like, he comes home from work. You know, people have a full time job. They have children or whatever. Someone who works full time can only afford some solos in half a week in League a week. EA could have easily made more moment solos. They chose not to because of how quick it would have been. So like, it's tough, but like, catering to somebody that like that is like, I feel like that's the core of EA's audience. Like, we have, there's a lot of like us full time streamers, YouTubers, and then like college people who maybe have more time, children who maybe aren't involved in anything, like under 18 if they're in high school and they just got time to burn over the summer. That's one market. But like, the other market is like grown ass adults who only have an hour a night after the children go to bed, hour or two, wife, children go to bed, to grind the shit out. So like, playing one solo or two solos for your entire night, getting through that, it doesn't feel that good. You know what I mean?
I got you. So
it feel
like,
very like,
yeah, we want to rush through it that way.
Like, you're doing anything.
Yeah, yeah, so, but at the same damn time, I'm not trying to disrespect you or anything, but if you don't have the time, that's not the game for you, because you're going to get left behind quick.
Get ready, you fucking casual! fucking shut the shit down! Texas shit in your face!
What is a game
get
that is post
you little
for the grind?
Oh, go on.
No, you're good. I'm just dying over here, because I try to say it in such a
you're
nice
just dunking over him, dude.
I try to say it in such a nice way possible, and you just come out of nowhere and just shit on my man. Like yo! Oh, I'm like, this game may not be free. You're like, play two solos at a time. If you do two solos, you're not going to get shit done. Like, what are you doing? Waste of time at that point.
Yeah. I mean, like, it is true. MUD is a very hardcore, it's not for the casual type of player, as we've oftentimes spoke on the podcast.
Yeah.
This is, like, a true grinder game. Either you spend a lot of money or spend a lot of time on it. It's kind of like a MMO that way.
Yeah.
Or just use code text at checkout for the move past the finish line.
But that's why I'm kind of mad. That's why you're mad as well, because that solo battles, that solo battles at, that draft champions isn't free. Because that would be a game that could reward a guy like Gator that just wants to grind. You know, just wants to come out, play a couple games, get wins, and then use those coins in MUD instead of having to play solos.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, if there's the one change I want to see this year, it's that casual draft, the coin costs go away. Like, you charge for the game, $60 to enter the game itself, and then you charge coins to play one of the best modes you got. Like, obviously nerf the rewards because because the coin balance is all out of whack. But, like, I think that's one of the things I definitely want to see. And I don't think there's a reason not to go back to that. Just because you want to take more coins out of the economy doesn't make any sense to me. They got to make that shit for low money spent or no money spent grinders that want to play head-to-head. Draft Champions needs to be that kind of exit, in my opinion.
Yeah, even if it's like they give you 5 free tokens, give us something in terms of like making it free.
Yeah.
It's simple as that. Like, just give us 5 free tokens a month so people who are casual can build enough coin. That way, eventually, if they run out of tokens, then they can go ahead and just put the money they earned over in MUD. Then that could be something that's better for them to grind in MUD. Because basically, I think, honestly, draft is better to grind than challenges are this year. The challenges this year, outside of the ultimate challenges, and then NFL Epic, and then... I guess the MUD stars, I guess. They're not really any good really solos to play. Journey's kind of ass. I mean, you get Michael Thomas, but the rewards after 200 stars are like just trash can. It's not really many good solos to grind this year as opposed to like years past. Like past 2 seasons, with Gala, which was amazing. This year, not so much.
Yeah, that Thomas Thomas is Journey. Sorry, not Gauntlet. But anyways, like, so Yak says if it's free, then you can't spend. Here's the thing. There's such a thing as, like, getting a player base excited about a game brings value to your game, right? The more people that see you get out of the free draft, the more people buy it. I've heard, like, people talk to me. Multiple people have said this. After they started charging for draft, all of my friend group was really disappointed in Madden and stopped playing because that was their favorite game mode. Like, I get it. You say EA greedy. And part of EA's greed needs to be extending their player base. Like, that just makes the whole game better the more people that are playing it, except for EA servers, of course. But, like, the larger the community, generally the better the game for EA.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, for us, it's the same, right? It's the same game no matter how many people are playing it. But, like, for EA, having more population, having more clout. Clout begets clout, right? So, like, the more clout you have, the more clout you can get. And so the more people that are hyped about your game and play your game, rather than you making shitty penny-pinching decisions like charging for draft, the more people are playing your game and excited about it. And that's it just makes sense to me. Like, EA is penny-wise, pound-foolish by charging for draft. It's 9,000 coins. Like, I'll buy and sell a card for, like, 20 times that amount.
Yeah.
One fucking card during a year. Yeah. So, like, the tax on players for putting it into, like, drafts, it's just not there. Right, it's the tax in the auction house that's balancing the economy, not the tax on draft. Go on.
Yeah, and the thing about it that sucks as well is like they can literally, like if this was free, they have 2 drafts here, right? So the ranked draft could eventually just become a free one. What sucks about it is because I think the reason why they charge for it is because they're too lazy to make 2 different like player pools of like what do you call it like. So if you're in a ranked draft, you can still play somebody that in the standard of entry if you're in premium and vice versa. So I think that's why they charge money for it, because I guess they don't want somebody, if they feel it's free, to be playing somebody in a mode.
You know what's even better about that? So if you think this is terrible for game balance, but if you go along with that same thinking, take it to its extreme, why wouldn't EA want to do that if they play each other? Why wouldn't EA say you get a free draft, and then you play somebody in a premium draft, and the premium draft has a better team? People would be pissed, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a terrible decision. But if you're going along with that thinking, that's better for EA, because then the whales fuck up the minnows, and that's exactly what pay-to-win games do.
See, I would have. That would be dope. That'd be kind of clean to see. Like a ranked draft is 22 rounds, and an unranked draft, which is free, would be like 15. So you got like seven less players that you gotta that you have to pick to go against a stacked team. That'd be fire. I would love that.
You would, chat. What do you guys think about that?
That'd be kind of, that's a thought right there, bro. Go ahead and DM Jake Stein that real quick.
Dude, he responds to your DMs, dude. What are you talking about?
What do you mean, bro? He's in my DMs only when Stevie and friend. He's like a fucking, what do you call it? Like that girl that's on the, like, it comes around whenever like she wants to just hang out. Like, nah.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah, I think EA put the kibosh on him coming on the podcast. So we're
it's a wrap, no more?
We asked him somebody see, questions? Yeah, I'm not getting much feedback here. Just one person said no, and then another person said dumb. MB Kelly doesn't like it too. I see a lot of people are saying like FIFA's 15,000 coins, MLB The Show charges for it too. Like, okay. I don't care that other games are doing what they do. That doesn't mean Madden, just because Madden's doing it too, right, doesn't mean it's the best thing for the game.
So FIFA,
right?
So FIFA doesn't have any sets, so Madden should have sets either based off that logic.
It's terrible.
MLB
right?
The Show.
I hate it.
Sell stubs, so therefore Madden should sell stubs too. It should sell coins. Okay.
Yeah.
So just because something, that's one of those things, because something else is doing, don't be better, right? Be a vision, be a leader, be vision. Like, have the thought to be like, you know what? This would be kind of interesting if we had a free mode. That way we can get the casual fans in here as opposed to constantly, like, everything should just lead back to mutt. Like, squad, like squad should be in ranked. Right? Should be just in, as well as draft champions should be free. Like, everything shouldn't be in mutt. Like, you have all this stuff that just can't, like, other people that want to play the game should be able to participate in. Like a regular ranked squad season would be kind of fire to play with your friends against other random teams and having to go ahead and build a mutt team for it. It's just weird that they don't want to, like, they just kind of keep everything in mutt and having you have to basically play mutt to basically play Madden unless you're playing like draft champion. Or, I'm sorry, you're just playing franchise mode.
So you think they should take squads out of mud, is what you're saying?
Just no, it can be in both. Like, why can't it can be squads can be in mud, so you can build your mud team. Squads can also be in ranked seasons, where you can use the actual NFL teams.
So you can get Packers. Isn't that versus... split the player base? Like, would it, like, squads is already kind of a small community, would that split the player base too much? I mean, I get the point of it of choice is great, but in the end you gotta make a balanced decision with that. Like, I know a lot of people want it back in their eggs, and it's an unpopular opinion, but like, with the small amount that the squads community is, would that, like, split it more and you'd be having a harder time finding matches?
It might do that, but all EA has to do to get these people over in squads for mutt is just to offer a good reward. That shit last year with house rules. Like, they force people to play mutt squads with friends in order to get themselves some good house rules rewards. So if they want to make the player base come back, there's stuff that they can do themselves.
How would you put rewards in head-to-head squads, though?
Well, no, there's no rewards in ranked squads. Like, that shit's just by itself.
Just like a casual. I guess
you. There's no rewards for ranked drafts at all, really, either. And then squads can eventually become competitive. I think that's the future. Competitive squads over competitive or over, like, competitive mud, in my opinion. It's more enjoyable to watch.
J-Bot says Weekend League is live. Yeah, I'm not going to touch Weekend League for, like, a day.
Don't touch them today.
I'm getting disconnected in half my games right now, taking L's, and I just don't want to do that. I don't drop any frames. We talked about the top of the podcast. I don't drop any frames. I'm still getting DCs. So I'm taking too many L's like that, and I just don't feel like taking that heartache. All right, anyways, let's talk about the meta. Have you played any head-to-head techs? You've been grinding solos mostly.
I played 6 games of head-to-head, and I haven't really, like, ran to anything like the gun cluster or the gun cluster. What do you call it? We pull Julio.
Arizona. What's that?
You pull Julio. Power up.
I did. I just pulled Julio, baby.
Woo! What's that shit called? Yeah, I haven't really.
For the people that are watching on iTunes. We're doing this live on Twitch, so I'm just pulling packs while we're talking. But anyways, go on, Tech.
Yeah,
sorry.
So no, I haven't really ran anything besides just, like, mostly people running Pinch Buck O, but, like, that's easy to beat because I was running that last year. How is that the defense this year?
Pinch Buck O?
Yeah.
I gotta take a wicked piss. You keep talking. I'll be back in, like, a minute. See you in a second.
All right, so people in the chat, right? I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know when this discovery was made. But last year, like, a competitive player put me on a Pinch Buck O in terms to stop, like, CPU pass plays and get sacks and solo battles. Obviously, you hover over the center with your linebacker, then you can go ahead and get an instant sack if they don't block the running back. It was pretty dope. But some reason this year, I don't know what competitive player or what ebook came out, but everybody's running Pinch Buck O. It's annoying because, like, it's not a hard defense to beat. But I just don't like doing the same things over and over and over in games. So, like, when somebody's running pinch bucko, you basically just get a block, ID, slide, and then you just have to fucking just run man beat. It's just like, can we do something a little more entertaining, man? Can we kind of have, like, an actual chess game right now as opposed to doing the same thing? It's annoying. Hey, yo, chat, when Fox comes back, you should be like, yo, your mic's muted. Just do what y'all do to me. Say, hey, your mic's muted, Fox. Your mic's muted. Please, chat, for the one time, say, your mic is muted. Thank you. Anyway, but yeah, I'm just like, I don't know what's going on with that. So that is a play for solo battles. If you want to, it does not work in solo battles as well this year. Shading does, though. Shading still broken. It's kind of crazy to think about. Let's see what else to talk about right now. So last night, I was trying to take a nap. But I couldn't take a nap, so I decided to watch Riverdale. I don't know if anybody here is watching Riverdale. That show's amazing. First season, not so much, because they're, like, all teenagers, quote-unquote, pretend to be high schoolers, essentially. And they're tackling real-world adult issues, which is fine. But they talk like grown men. They talk like grown women. It makes no sense. They talk like, not even grown, they talk like people that don't talk like that. I don't get it. Like, one of the scenes was, like Jughead, which is played by Cole Sprouse, my man. We the same age, Rihanna, the guy from Two Life and Zack and Cody. He said, as the godfather of cinema would say, Quentin Tarantino. Who talks like that? Who in their right mind talks like that? I don't get it. Fox ain't here yet. When Fox gets back, do that, Tyson. When Fox gets back, do that. But yeah, I'm just like, I'm not exactly sure why that show is really good, but also at the same damn time, written by older people for young people. What the fuck are you talking about? Riverdale.
What? God damn it! Is everybody saying Mike muted? Are you trying to get me fucked up?
What happened?
Text. Did you tell people to say Mike is muted? I know you did, you son of a bitch. I will come back to Colorado and salt your lawn so nothing grows there for 1,000 years. Fox, we can't hear you. Yeah, okay. It's just like 100 people just spam, Mike is muted. Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, nah, that's cool.
Funny every time.
Every time, yeah. Yeah, see, the thing is, like, you can't do that anymore, right? Even you last time, when I tried to pull that at you when I hosted you, and you're like, all right, I know that's not true. I can't read lips, feels Tom, bad, man.
I was just looking. Yeah, that's great. Uh-huh. We actually can't hear you.
Spitfire Design totally said it right. You dumbasses said Mike muted before you said anything, LMAO. I sat down and was already getting spammed. You were still talking about some Riverdale bullshit.
Yeah, Riverdale. Yeah.
Chat, you okay, guys thanks, hear Mark. Anything?
Lol. So, alright. Back to the meta. So the meta is I've seen a lot of people move out of that pinch bucko. Ever since I released the video on how to beat it, I have not played a single guy in the pinch bucko.
Okay.
So it's well, you're mostly...
You're not in all Madden just yet, though, so you're not playing like the bums just yet.
No, but I'm playing top 100 players. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, the top end guys that I'm playing are in basically dollar blitzes now or three-man rush shed D type stuff. I haven't seen as much three-man rush shed D, but it is going to be taken on after I've seen its effectiveness for my defense. Three-man rush shed D with D-line abilities is going to be the future of the meta.
Which we pretty much knew, though, playing based off the beta. We knew once these defensive linemen got these abilities, and since there's no counter to them, because, like, Secure Protector doesn't really stop a lot of those stuff, right? Secure Protector's not going to stop Finesse Specialist or stop Power Specialist, is it?
Wait, say that again?
Is Secure Protector going to stop those Finesse Specialists?
So J-Bot told me today, so it's going to be... So Secure Protector works against what we currently have, but once we get Edge Rush Elite, because of the way EA... like coded their or wrote out their spreadsheet where they call these things like two different things. Edge Rusher Elite is 95 overall and above that you'll have to get it, and that Secure Protector won't work against those guys. But currently where we have Edge Rush, Power Specialist, Finesse Specialist, Secure Protector will work against them. So that'll definitely help that three man shed D, which is so effective.
Okay, so like basically, so the move right now is just to invest in like right tackle, left tackle, I guess center that can get Secure Protector.
No, not center. Just the. I mean, like, sure, center if you want, but like, I think it's gonna be, it's gonna be a decision between your tackles. Once we can get somebody like a quarterback with the what is it apprentice shit? I forgot what level that takes. Mm-hmm. Would it take? Let me look it up. But we're going to have slot apprentices. I imagine it's either one or two of those. And then, okay, so here are the most powerful ones. Secure Protector, mainly if you're tackles, or one tackle, I don't know. Maybe Armbar, if that's not passed before we can get it. And then a quarterback with apprentice or two slot apprentice wide receivers. I think that'll be the meta going forward once we can get it. Let me take a look at what it takes to get a quarterback. I think it's going to be December before we get a quarterback.
Secure Protector is not going to matter as much when we get protected off Brady in the future. I think that'll probably help with the better offensive
line. Tier 395 overall field generals for protected.
So that's going to be a lot from now, too.
Yeah. So a 95 overall quarterback, shit, we're at what, 90 right now? That's going to be like 3 or 4 months, right?
Yeah. And so basically, elite cards can get Bosa can get the ability anyway. Same thing with like Lane Johnson can get secure protected without having to be powered up, right?
Uh huh. Where's the quarter? What was the quarterback apprentice one called? The hot route one? Do you remember?
I don't know any of the quarterback ones for the
hot route master. Is that what it is? Yeah, I think it's Hot Route Master. So Hot Route Master is going to be at 90 awareness. Damn. All right, 90 awareness on a field general for Hot Route Master. So who's even close to that right now? Let me look it up. But anyways, that's what I predict the meta going to be. Basically, 3-down linemen with the pass rush abilities. I don't think any of the DB or linebacker abilities, the X factors or any abilities, like, are as dominating as those D-line abilities. Yeah, it's nice to get user interceptions and lurks and shit. That's really nice. So I can go one of those and a D-lineman or maybe a safety with their zone. But I don't know. I personally think it's 3-down linemen with abilities.
Yeah, I think it's going to be that because just based, like, you literally could not throw the ball if you are using the NFC in the Pro Bowl at all, because every defensive lineman had abilities over there you're going to get. So we kind of knew that was going to go in that direction. I didn't think we would get it this early without really a counter to it besides just like basically your offense is going to be your tackle, secure protector, and just hope that you can just kind of – because like they can move that guy around, right? They can be like, oh, he's not getting any shit over here, so he must have secure protector on that guy, so we'll move this guy to the other side. So now you're kind of forced to put it on both your tackles, right? Because you can't. It's not like last year where you have it on one person, works on both people, right?
Wait, can Tom Brady
activate both?
Get the hot route master right now?
Can Brady can?
He's got 90 awareness.
I don't think he can. I don't think he can.
No, field general.
He's 89 with what? Does every is he reach any threshold?
Oh, he has to get 90 overall. He has to be 90 overall and have 90 awareness. So he's only an 89. Okay, so Brady's next card will get it.
Yeah.
He's got to be tier 3 and 90 awareness. He's a 90 awareness, but he's not tier 3.
Yeah.
There it is. Thank you. All right.
So tier 3 is 90 overall.
All right. Fredzilla, here's a paragraph. So you know what really starting to stew in my mind that's pissing me off? Why are we having so many issues with the mutt and survey issues and desync right now when at the end of 19 they abandon the game and apparently start working at 20? What the fuck were they doing? The game freezes at times when viewing your lineup. You can't get to the auction house when you want to search for a card and enter it in a set. When you buy mutt points, you get kicked out to the main screen. Yeah, what the hell? Tex? Did I lose Tex?
I'm here. What's up?
Oh, okay.
Discord's doing that thing again where your gain's not high enough on it, I think. So whenever you talk, I don't really...
You know, you don't hear me when I talk?
So like when you use your settings and all that, I think if you go to these input sensitivity and lower that, then I should be able to hear you without it cutting off.
You're just like everybody else in my life. I hear you. Input sensitivity is already at the bottom.
Is it the bottom?
You just don't hear me. Yeah, you don't hear me at all. Yeah.
Isn't it? All right. Mine's at 80 decibels. Huh. Interesting.
No.
Anyway.
You're just ignoring me. That's cool.
What were you saying?
Mike muted told you. Okay. Are you doing a chat? Are you doing a Twitch chat IRL thing to me right here?
That'd be kind of funny. I'm in a chat right now to say, just say him. Just tell him. Whispering to everybody, like whispering all 800 people in here, like, hey!
So I get it.
Right now. Perfect time.
Yeah. All right. So, abilities. We talked about that with the meta. So, the Pinch Buck O, it's going to be solid going forward. Of course, they have to have a great top-end user. So, you're going to still see it occasionally from time to time going forward. But I definitely think it's shifting to a dollar defense type of style. Because I was able... So, I got in and tried to do a single back dive against dollar where they had the, like, edge rushing and nothing.
Sorry, I had to go AFK text, but are we still telling Fox his mic is muted? Hashtag
sorry, so Sickler donated bits in the message read out. I don't think people on iTunes will hear that. But anyways, yeah.
I was like, wait, what happened?
Yeah, nothing. I was inside. It was a stream. So yeah, I think the meta going forward is going to be kind of tough, but I think it will force you to get the Q protector. So there is a counter at the moment. Once we get over 95 overall defensive linemen, like if Lawrence Taylor comes out, and he'll get elite edge rush at like Thanksgiving, but that's a problem for down the road. The problem is like we see these problems coming, but EA doesn't seem to, right? We see these issues that's going to happen in game balance, and EA's like, that's a worry for future me. That's a worry for future us, not us now. Same thing with like over 100 stats last year, where we literally called it out in October. Hey, February, March-ish, your game's going to get stale as fuck because everybody's going to have the same stats. And they're like, we can't hear you. It's like, I don't know, like a John Cena joke where they can't see him or something. Like, it's so weird that the community's talking about this for months and EA still didn't listen.
Just not feedback's not actually going to where it needs to go to. Do you think that we'll eventually see them, like Protected, for example, be the counter to those guys?
I don't know. Like, if Morris it is, Taylor? That's great, but... Like, Protected just has, like, I don't know if Protected will stop Edge Rush Elite, because Secure Protector doesn't stop Edge Rush Elite.
Why does, so is there going to be something, are they planning on dropping another, like, offensive lineman that's just, like, fucking, like, all-pro right, like, all-pro tackle? Like, the Joe Thomas ability, where you just don't let them get pressure? Like, is that their goal?
Right, that'd be kind of cool.
Is that their goal there?
And that's the thing, they can release abilities later. We don't have the full picture yet. That's true. They could totally release abilities down the road to counter this whole worry and thought of ours.
Yeah.
But are they going to?
Well, they have to, right? Because if there's no counter to elite specialists and the game's unplayable after November.
Yeah.
Right? Because once we get two of those cards, right? After Lawrence Taylor comes out, after we get like a 95 Khalil Mack, like,
yes,
the game's pretty much a wrap. Right.
It's literally 3 to 4 seconds in the pocket.
It's literally just what I'm giving to my pass rush and just hope everybody just come out of here run goal line against that. That's gonna be that's what it's gonna be.
Yeah, yeah. Goal line's actually a decently effective scheme at times too.
Yeah. So
all right, let's. Yeah.
That's gonna change the meta completely because like what sucks about that's why I wasn't a big fan of these abilities to begin with. Like, everybody's like, these are cool. These play ratings don't matter at that point. Then the ratings matter to get the abilities, but shouldn't these players automatically play like this? You know. Like, should these players already play based off how their ratings are? Like, should Lawrence Taylor come out with his 90 blocks, 90 finesse, 90 power move and just play this good and not have to have an ability on him that makes him play godlike?
Like, okay. Abilities is, like, a tough decision to make for me. Because at one point, I like them, but there are some abilities there, like you say, that definitely are just replicating what stats should do.
Mm-hmm.
So, on one edge of it, yes, I don't know. I hate to lump them all in because some abilities I love and some abilities I'm really kind of like, man, I guess the game could use it. Just go based off stats. Like some of the jump pick stuff. Like, should that be right around stats or just an ability to get jump picks? See, I don't know.
I don't like regionally. I hate that so much because that was something we had in the game last year. Now I got to put an ability on my line so we can tackle a guy that's running by him.
Reach Elite was annoying as fuck.
Is that? Like, that was something we had in the game last year for free.
Yeah, but I think even if they take away something for free for game balance purposes, I'm fine. Like, I hated getting sucked into those fucking reach tackles. So if it happens less this year, I'm for that. And you got to dedicate one of your three spots to getting that kind of animation and hopefully weaken yourself elsewhere. I'm fine with that for gameplay balance purposes. I'm totally okay.
I don't like it because it's just annoying. Like, you can have a 99 block shot guy out there because he doesn't have reach elite specialist. He's just not gonna fucking put his hand out. It's like I'm not used to you basically running by people up the tackles. Like, it makes it a viable running game now. But halfback dive is just OP now because none of these guys are actually reaching out. Like, you can have nobody's like, how's John Randall been for you? Like, how has he played? Like, just in terms of stop and run from the middle.
I literally just put on Reach Elite today on him.
Yeah.
Stop the run. He's been whatever. It's more like stop the run's a lot done with different sets. It's less like block shed focus. Well, here's the thing. It's block shed focus if you can easily out block shed them. Otherwise, it's set focused and how you stop it, like different schemes stop it better. So that's like, it's weird running and stopping the run is kind of like backwards at times. Like, if you go into heavy set, sometimes they'll just like get around your edge player and they can just run around you like on a stretch the whole way. Then other times, like, you'll just shed three plays in a row and stop them. because like the random number generator went your way. So running is kind of weird. It oftentimes you can stop the run better in like dollar than you can in 3-4 or 4-4. So it's just frustrating. You really have to know like the keys and the counters. But I get what you're saying.
It's just not real football at that point where you're like, you're out here pulling the Chargers against the Ravens, just putting a bunch of DBs out there, and it stops running better than a bunch of linemen. It's just weird because, like, if I'm stacking the middle, like, theoretically, if the hole's not there, you should be able to run through it. But because I guess that was the easiest fix to prevent people from, like, to make the run game open, make it inside zone and make dive plays more viable as opposed to all these stretches that we're running last year. Just such a lazy fix. That they decided to take off something that we were used to guys doing because they can't fix it naturally. I don't like that.
Yeah, so like, yeah. On one hand, it is game balance. On the other one, I feel you, and it's frustrating.
Yeah.
So with the run game and the abilities of Madden, like, do you think they're going to add more abilities later to add more on our defense?
They have to, because right now, the zone's broken completely, so I don't know if they're going to fix that or not in terms of, like, the next patch. But, like, offense is still, like, I was watching Sav's stream. There's, like, a fucking counter. Like, he has, like, hot routes he can do, whatever, or on his receiver, and just, like, it's unguardable in manner zone, you know? It's just like, already
with
out.
The slot apprentice stuff.
It's good. I'm just like, okay, so we need more defensive stuff out here because the only counter to that on defense would just be maybe zone, with the zone ability. But if that's not, the zones aren't working properly, they're not going to play it properly. Even the man ability, if they're not going to play it properly, then this is just going to be something that you can't really do anything to, like, stop without outside of this use room, which then leaves you exposed someplace else. So they should have more stuff that way you can kind of have more control because offense, there's so much more control you have than you do on defense.
Yeah. So somebody asked a question. Can you get abilities if you play them out of position? Yes, you can, but you have to put them back up. You have to put them as backup to their primary position. So, like, say you have a left end, you want to play a right end, like I do with Strahan. So I have him as my starting right end, and I have him backup left end, and that's so I can put him in position. So that's how you do it. I mean, we'll talk about abilities more going forward and stuff and balance.
Do you think that we'll get, like, throughout the year, so like let's say November hits, we'll have like instead of only 3 players, it'll be 6 players. They'll increase the amount of players we can have with abilities.
Yes.
So you think it's going to be kind of that's going to eventually grow up to go to be like you can actually have like 7 players on offense, 7 players on defense.
I would assume so because then it's like because right now, even right now, we're kind of getting like limited. I'm up to the. I know a lot of players are like my team, but like. Even now, I can foresee it being like, all right, well, do I put it on my tackles to help stop that? I mean, it is a balancing game, and it's something I kind of like that. But, like, in the end, if you get 6, you're going to put it on your quarterback, running back, 3 receivers, and 2 tackles. So, at that point, it's like, you don't have a lot of decision anymore. After that, it's just, like, what abilities you put on it. But, like, what's the point of cards if stats matter less than abilities? Like, stats currently, it's outside of speed. They really do take, they're kind of, like, in the shitter. But abilities are so overpowered, it's leading to unbalanced gameplay. Like, Mutt was supposed to think that balances out the gameplay and helps it become more fun, but instead it feels like it's destroying it. It's like
Anthony Skywalker. I think these abilities are going to eventually destroy it. Like, just because basically you're not even looking for, like 90 man used to mean something, but not 90 man with the ability, this guy's going to play better. And it's like, why? Like, why do I got to spend money for this guy to play like he should play? You know? So why I gotta spend basically with like 600 training?
Well, I mean, you've always had to spend money to make players play well.
Like, well, never just been. But this year is like more so like I just spent like 1250 training on finesse specialist for Bosa.
Yes,
he should already have finesse specialist, not even a finesse move.
Well, then don't buy him and wait for the superstar cards to come out that already have it on them.
Yeah, but those are gonna be what? Who are we getting? We're getting what? Odell Beckham. We're getting Keekly. And we're getting... Who else are we getting for that? For the...
I don't know. I need to go look up my leaks.
Trying to think who else we're getting. Obviously, somebody...
Yeah, I get your point. So you don't like that.
See, I just don't... I just hate... Like it's kind of knocking out a player from, like... If you can't afford their ability, you didn't sell the player, you know? It's like, if you can't get Bosa up to his potential... Obviously, then you got to go find somebody that you can afford to use there. Or if you use Bosa, he may not play like he should because you don't got 1,250 training to spend, which right now is basically like how much coins is that? Like, it's like 50 coins per, like 75k.
Yeah.
Just to get so you gotta spend 75k to get Bosa to play like Bosa would in real life.
Yeah. Plus you have to have one of your three active players.
So yeah, I guess.
Here's the thing. Yeah. All right. So my take on that is I don't mind having to like customize your card to add on to kind of like put like the specialist on them to make them play a certain way. My problem with it is that it's so unbalanced that you're basically forced to do it, right? That's the biggest problem with the game and any game in general is when it's unbalanced. So the fact that you're forced to do this in order to get them to play that way, like Tech says, is my biggest issue. So while I'm fine with adding abilities and making them into like superstars and stuff like that, it's so out of whack that I think it's whack. So
I like that.
Like if there was an actual choice option, if it was like choose your card, choose your path, choose your destiny, like max out your team in a certain style of play that you like to play, make Joey Bosa the best pass rusher, but you take away his block shed, that kind of stuff, that kind of changes, I'll be all for that. But it's the force and the OP-ness that is the biggest issue. That's all I got to say about that.
That's well said. Yeah. I just said, so DeMarcus Lawrence is coming out, so yeah, you don't need Bosa. Oh, yeah, I'm sure DeMarcus Lawrence is going to get finesse specialist, though, because EA with Mahomes gave him a shittier X-Factor. You know? They might end up giving fucking Bosa, like, under pressure and fucking, like, something else. Or not so for Lawrence. Like, actually, can he even get finesse specialist? What's his finesse move? He'll get it if he's an idiot.
Yeah.
I know Ross a +7 increase, so he'll get it. But you think they'll give him that on this card stock? You can't never trust EA with these decisions, man. They be doing some dumb shit.
Oh, they giving him, you still have to power him up in order to get him? That'd be frustrating.
That's probably because I mean, everybody powered up Mahomes because they got tired of the what is his ability that he got on his card stock? He got what? He got this, I'm checking right now. His 89. He got no. His X Factor was Bazooka, wasn't it? A tier one. Am I tripping?
Mahomes.
Yeah.
His X Factor.
It was Bazooka, right?
Yeah, he has Bazooka as his X Factor ability, safety valve, anchored extender, and red zone deadeye.
So what people more people mad about? People powered him up because they got, I guess, they didn't like some of his abilities, I guess. I don't know.
So if this
Lawrence is 90 overall against three, then he'll definitely have finesse special, probably edge threat. But still at that point, it's 350,000 coins, whereas Bosa's 100,000 coins, and you still gotta spend a bunch of damn coins itself just to get it. So I'm just thinking about it as a guy rocking a regular team. Plus, if a guy doesn't know about how to activate these abilities, like some people didn't know, he's out here not getting the maximum use out of his bows. I just think players should probably play to their ratings and not just be playing playing good because of their abilities. I feel like that's kind of a cop-out. Just make ratings matter. Ratings should matter at the end of the day, not abilities.
I mean, they should both matter. To what extent is my point.
Yeah,
Straight up, your take is abilities fucking suck and they shouldn't be in the game.
Well, I don't think they're cool, but I just feel like they should be ratings based and just be free after a point, right? As opposed to just kind of like, I don't know why I have to spend money for my card to play better. Like, if you already have, if the stats are already
set. What's wrong with that, though? Isn't that like every game ever?
No, I get you, but if his stats are exactly the same, why do I got to spend more money just so he plays to his stats? He should play to his stats. That's my biggest
like, complaint. He does play if to his stats.
No, he, not
right? if you don't just play like everybody else plays their stats, but everybody's got the same cards, so the stats are basically equal.
Well, like, so that's true. That is true. But he's not going to be a finesse move monster as much as he is with this ability if I don't pay 75K for the extra ability. That's my biggest complaint. I just don't think it's good in terms of, like, making ratings matter, because, like, all we care about now is if they can get the abilities or not. And ratings obviously are cool, but XCOM didn't make everybody's mutt teams pretty much exact same for the most part.
So I just checked, and D-Law does have edge threat for one of his stock abilities that we see from Mutt Leaks, and the other one, he gets, what the fuck is side-to-side shit? I don't know what the
finesse shop out here say that Texas dumb. Get a card that's bass test. See how it fucking plays. I'm saying Bosa's gonna play very similar to that Yannick Ngakoue, but if you put the ability on Bosa, he's gonna play better. And I don't think that's how it should go. If Bosa has a +6 finesse move increase, you're not gonna have any pass rush unless you put ability on Bosa. That doesn't make any sense. Those is one of the most dominant pass rushers in the league, but he's not going to play like that unless you spend money to make him play like that, even though his stats are exactly the same. If the ability came out and also gave him better ratings, like such as better speed and better acceleration, then cool. But just putting the ability on so he can actually get a finesse move doesn't make any sense. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, so he does have finesse specialist.
Bosa?
Yeah, so he has finesse specialist. Oh, that D-Law is going to be OP as fuck.
D-Law?
Oh, no. Yeah. He's got finesse specialist, edge rush elite, and yeah. I don't know the other one.
He's going to be crazy.
And clutch. No, that's not clutch.
Clutch is stupid.
And reach elite. Oh, my God. He's got the best 3 D-line abilities.
Yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be ridiculous.
Oh, fuck.
He's going to be ridiculous. Cards. These cards are actually great because they actually have the ratings on them stock. So I can understand why you can just go buy those. But not everybody can afford to buy those cards. So if a guy buys Bosa, Bosa should play really good, but then he has to also spend more coins. Not everybody has
to. DeMarcus Lawrence is a left end. We're getting more left. What? Are there right ends not in this league anymore?
No right ends, no free safety. We talking about. You know the rules. Ain't no free safeties.
Dude, what kind of games are they playing with their heart? Why do they just like not upgrade right ends? What the hell?
I don't know. I think he might have just made DeMarcus Lawrence's price jump up like 100K.
Who did?
And people would get that card for free too. People are gonna be playing those solo challenges to get that card for free.
Yeah. Shit looks that like it's gonna be insane. You don't want to buy DeMarcus Lawrence cards. You're just gonna get that.
No, one. You're gonna get that. But people are gonna want to power him up because of.
No, you don't. Then you're gonna spend again. If you power up.
Those cards are great because you don't gotta spend any money to make them play like how they should play. Which is gonna be a balance this year because there's gonna be some cards that come pre stocked with the abilities and X factor, some cards that aren't, and that's gonna be frustrating.
Okay, I gotcha.
That's gonna be really frustrating.
So yeah, I don't know. Power ups. We'll talk about power ups some other time.
Trash.
Because we got a lot left to go on that thing, and power ups are going to take us another 20 minutes. Yeah. Hey, what do you think about fumbles so far, Tex?
They got to be tuned in terms of like I don't even know because like I like
hang on a second.
Past Madden's players always had abilities, animations. We just didn't know which players
puts in the position to force the
had which abilities.
You know? I don't like how he's on your right side, glitchier than others. All of a sudden, your left side where the ball is at, and you fumble the ball. That's my.
Can you say that again? The lady was talking my ear. When I said hold on, that means the lady the bit lady's talking.
Gotcha.
He said in past Madden. One more thing, Tex.
Yeah.
In past Madden's players always had abilities animations. We just didn't know which players had which abilities. We just knew some players were glitchier than others. So like he thinks abilities were always in the game. EB, thanks for subbing. Abilities. Yeah. Sub hype. Thanks, man. 3 months. So do you think these abilities were in past Madden's? They were just hidden.
Well, because it was in traits, right? So, like, yeah, like bull rush move, all that stuff.
Yeah, probably do you think that was actually in the game? Because I've never seen anything like I'm seeing this year.
No, they probably were, but, like, this year it's on steroids. Like, this year they literally built these players around their abilities. Like, if you're not using their abilities, like, if you're not going to put the ability on Reggie White, why buy Reggie White? Because he's not going to play like Reggie White. It doesn't make a lick of sense. So that's my biggest complaint. It's like,
But here's the balance thing, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so he doesn't play like Reggie White, but your offensive tackle is going to be Dan Dierdorf. Dan Dierdorf wouldn't be playing like Dan Dierdorf if he couldn't counter Reggie White.
True, but Dan Dierdorf won't be able to counter Reggie White if he doesn't have secure protector on Reggie White has his specialist, which is really...
Yeah, so it's like always been the same balance issue with Mutt. Like, that's all like, how do you make superstars feel like superstars when everybody on the field is a superstar?
But you make them feel like that just based off of like... ratings itself. You shouldn't have to like go. My thing should you shouldn't have to go over and beyond, right? If Bosa's going up against a lower right tackle, he should be able to beat that guy. But because ratings in this game, they don't really do a good job in terms of dice roll. Joey Bosa might get stuffed by a gold right tackle, but then now if he had the ability on, he'll run by the best right tackle in the game if he doesn't have secure protector on.
Yeah,
just like it's just I just don't like that aspect where it's just like it's so weird in terms of what they did. But at the same damn time, I understand why they did it. I just don't agree with it. There's other ways they could have done to actually make these players play to their ratings, and that just make ratings actually matter.
Yeah, that's the big problem. But let's move back to fumbles. Sorry, what was your take on fumbles again?
Well, the lady was talking to me. I don't know if so Vic was playing a game. He said he fumbled 5 times and Kuechly forced like 5 of them. It's crazy. But I do like the hit sticks because it feels impactful and it's like a high risk, high reward. Well, it's high risk or like for a high reward. But if you miss, like obviously you're going to get a touchdown or get a big gain. I just hate how they warp you in position at times. So like if you're on the right side of the guy, they'll warp you to the left side of the guy just to get the hit
stick. Oh, I feel you.
I'm just like, I don't really like, it doesn't seem natural to me at all. How do you feel about it? You think they should tune it? Because you play more head-to-head games than I do.
I don't think they should tune it. I think, like you said, they should make animations match up. So here's my issue with it. Is you like this year they took away suction tackles. You know what I mean? So when you're next to a guy, you can't like suction him in and get that animation tackle. It's really bad when you're kind of trailing a guy. It feels bad. But like, all right, with hit sticks, somebody will throw a hit stick. I'll be like, what, 4 yards away? I'll like swerve around him, and then the game will animate him towards me. It's like a suction hit stick. Mm-hmm. So if they take away the suction on hit sticks, I am perfectly fine with where the game is right now. But the problem is, it's so easy to throw hit sticks that like we're taking more than ever due to that suction issue. So they kind of got their tackling half right this year with the suction. I'm glad the suction's gone, but I don't like that you can suction hit stick and get rewarded for it when you miss a hit stick because a guy kind of got too close to your area. Like you fully throw a hit stick, you're stumbling, and then it reanimates you into a full hit stick animation, and that's pathetic. Same with strips. The you get really close and you suction into a strip animation, like you say, you warp from one side to the other. So I agree. It definitely is unfortunate for how the game plays in that location. But I have not had like a shit ton of issues with fumbles like other people. But I've fumbled a frequent amount. But man, it's not like Savage, not like his experience. I think people that are angry with it are the ones running on conservative because they think they shouldn't fumble, and they probably shouldn't. But EA makes them fumble anyways. I think those are the biggest complaints.
See, and also if they're gonna do the fumbling, this guy also gonna fix like how the like just the physics of the ball, because I'm tired of the ball. I've seen balls literally like go from like a dude's right hand to his left hand when he's trying to pick it up. Like, huh? Like they gotta make. How come? Why doesn't this game have ball physics in terms of like the ball should, if it's in a pile? I understand like it kind of can cause issues with like nobody able to pick the ball up. But it just seems weird that the ball can just be like underneath a guy and then get sucked in somebody's hand because of the animation of a pickup that didn't go right.
Yeah, I think EA was so like they were sick of being compared to soccer because soccer is that's a European sport and we're goddamn Americans and they're sick of the people kicking the ball around. And this isn't no kick ball pansy ass sport. This is a get in my hands and I'm running with you type of ball. So that's why they suction it up, right? It's like kind of when you're really scared, you're in a cold bath, the ball gets sucked into you. So, same thing. That's why we're getting suction balls now. It's damn if you do, damn if you don't. Obviously, they didn't put enough time to make it more realistic. They kind of took the lazy way out, which is kind of what we feel with EA and a lot of things. But I'm not that mad with pickup animations this year. I think there are worse. It doesn't look the best, but there are definitely worse aspects to this game in balance purposes than the suction, that good sucky suck that fumbles provide.
I like the hits. I just wish it a little more maybe. So like, so instead of like having to always force the fumble, maybe he just took the receiver, he just kind of sat a couple plays out, not injured, but just like a stamina was down for like a couple of plays, so like people can stop.
You think that's how you think they should balance it?
Really? Well, because fumbles are cool and all, but like everybody's out here using like fucking these 88 hit power guys, so the ball should pop out. But maybe like if that way, they're forced to like bring somebody else on the field for a couple of plays. Just kind of something a little different as opposed to just the ball always popping out. Because the ball is coming out crazy, like in Madden. And isn't EA trying to like have the game like in terms of like real life for like the same metrics? So like in real life, a fumble happens like twice per game. So isn't EA want their shit around twice per game, not fucking like 4 or 5?
Well, Clint said it's averaging 0.85 per game at the moment. That's the highest rate through all game modes. Yeah. What's that?
Okay, 0.85.
So, like, 0.85 times per game, it is what it is. It's not the worst. And I've gone stretches of game without fumbling, too. So, I don't know. I don't get it. Sometimes I feel like my console is cursed for some things, but fumbles are not one of the curses that I currently have in my console. And the problem is, like, now that I say that, I'm going to fumble, like, 5 times the next game. And I'm going to feel real bad, man. But also, like, I just don't want people out here juking and taking hit sticks and that kind of stuff and getting rewarded for it. So I'm totally fine with, if you've juked or spun on a play, you lost your stamina. I think a lot of people don't understand stamina, maybe, and they keep running a player over and over. And I think that definitely plays into fumbles to a large degree. Like, I love when somebody runs hurry up and keeps running the ball, because I know I'm going to pop them and I'm going to get that ball, right? That's honestly, like, outside of chains and whips, people running hurry up excites me. So I really hope that that doesn't change at all, and stamina still plays into a big factor into fumbles.
Yeah, stamina is really interesting this year. That's the one thing I like and I don't like. I don't like how I can't get a pick return or a fumble return with a defensive lineman anymore. They just stop running, basically. But I do like...
Oh, that, yeah, like, that portion is like J.J. Watt tires after like 40 yards.
Yeah,
but yeah, I know that. That
so,
shit sucks.
It's so dumb, but I do like the fact that, like, if you're running, just spamming hurry up the entire time, you have a better, it's a better chance for a defense to force a fumble because the offense gets tired faster than the defense does.
Yeah.
So that actually kind of requires you not to be a dickhead and just trying all the entire time and trying to just quick adjust, hike the ball for these adjustments getting made. So that's a cool little thing they got going on. I like that. Just got to see how it goes throughout the year, though, because I'm about to start for guys with high stamina, man. So I'm going to start doing.
Text, tell me, name 16 diamonds you want to see.
For teams?
Team diamonds. For, like, legends, like, right. Fan favorite legends.
All right, so we've been my stream before. So Devin Hester is one of them.
Okay.
For the Bears, because I don't want no fucking Rex Grossman. I don't want no damn Matt Forte.
Sexy Rexy? You mean the greatest Bears quarterback of all time? Why would you not want that?
If you're getting a Bears quarterback, it'd be Jay Cutler. But no, we don't get Devin Hester. I would love Devin Hester. That'd be kind of fun. Just get a nice returnman out here. He ain't got to have no catching either. This might just as fast. That's just going to be out here returning kicks. Let's see. Let's go to the Falcons. I won't say Steven Jackson. That's another team. A lot of running backs on my list. Falcon, I was like Jamal Anderson. Someone along the lines like that.
Dude, if they bring Jamal Anderson in this game, they don't give him the dirty bird, that's the one thing I riot for.
LT should be in a game with a celebration. Jamal Anderson should be out here with a celebration. Let's see what else I can do for
motion cap at EA.
Panthers, I would love to see like a Chris Jenkins or somebody else on the lines like that. What players did I grow up watching that was good? I mean, people were saying Musa Muhammad in my stream. Like, I don't know, not great for that.
Nnamdi Asamoah
is one of the, it'd be kind of cool to see as well. Same thing like Vince Young. I'd love to see Vince Young back into the game, even though he didn't have like the greatest of times for the Tennessee Titans. Steven Jackson, a big bruising back out here that can just run dudes over. He came back for a day.
That's the boss, baby.
That'd be kind of fire to see. I just want to see players that were like fan favorite. Obviously, Troy Polamalu, but that's gonna be like an actual.
Yeah, he's too big of a name. Yeah,
he's Hall of Famer, right? These are players that are Hall of Very Good, right?
Yeah,
players that are not Hall of Great, but Hall of Very Good.
Yeah. Zach Thomas would be good.
Tim Tebow.
Classic ass new Bolster legend straight hand. I would wait till DeMarcus Lawrence comes out and grab him. Yeah. Get him instead of either of those.
DeMarcus Lawrence would be amazing.
Yeah. So for my Steelers, I know we're going to get left guard Alan Faneca because the Steelers just always seem to get offensive linemen in these kind of like mass promos because they've always just had decent offensive linemen through DeMonte Dawson, Faneca. They've always had – I mean, it's cool
to have,
but – It's so sad to have, like, Santonio Holmes should be like a Jet or something. I don't want him for the Steelers.
Nah.
If I were to get a wide receiver, I'd be Hines Ward. Or
he's a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Hines Ward's a Hall of Famer? What?
Is he a Hall of Famer? He's going to get in, isn't he?
Is this news to me?
He's going to get in. Like, he may not be a Hall of Famer, but he's going to get in, right?
Hines Ward missed his Hall of Fame cut for third straight year.
Oh, okay. Third straight year?
Yeah.
I mean, T.O. got in eventually, though. T.O. was good, but, like, obviously he's best. But, like, I'm just saying, like, I think Hodge worked it.
Yeah. Algae Crumpler. Okay.
So you are telling me that Pat Mahomes superstar has three abilities on his card stock.
Is he a fan favorite?
Isn't that amazing? Why am I powering up cards, lol?
If you're an Eagles fan, you say Harold Carmichael over, like...
It's got to be people from the last 25 years. Harold Carmichael doesn't make sense.
No.
Yes. The do not power up cards.
I'm like Brian Westbrook for the Eagles fans, like out there. Like Brian Westbrook would be fire for the Eagles, or like I'm trying to think of like what was like. See, I remember players like Game Day '99, like Pinkston or whatever that dude's name was for the Eagles. Just
who's that guy that got in a fight with Andre Johnson on the Titans?
That was Cortland Finnegan.
Cortland Sutton? Wait, what?
Cortland Finnegan.
Finnegan. Yeah, not Sutton. Yeah. Finnegan. Because somebody said Titans card. He wants to see Bullock. Finnegan and Andre Johnson need to come in for the rivalry program.
Yeah, if they get Andre Johnson, he's a Hall of Famer though, but they get him, that'd be kind of fire.
Yeah. Yeah, Andre would be. I mean, Andre was one of the greatest receivers of his generation, but it always felt like he was still a little under-respected. He's kind of like, maybe it's just the Texans, right? I mean, Hopkins is well-respected now, but like 2 years ago, maybe? What are you saying?
It has to be because he played for the Texans and he just didn't say anything. He wasn't your traditional talking receiver at that era.
Yeah.
Like, he just did his job and went home, basically.
Lil Bucket says the Cowboys should get Romo. Here's the thing. Like, isn't your favorite player Dak? The Cowboys need, like, if we're thinking, like, theme teams to make them the best, wouldn't you want someone like Darren Woodson, like a safety or something? Like, who would you take for the Cowboys, Tex?
For the Cowboys, what do we see in the stream? Romo would be kind of a good one, obviously, too.
David Boston would be hot for the Cardinals, yeah.
What's that? We found this guy. I forgot his name. Hold on, I got to think
about it. Roy Williams? Safety? Wide receiver?
Roy Williams? No. Roy Williams was mentioned, but it was somebody else that we were... Oh, Chris Johnson. Not Chris Johnson. What's that boy's name? The running back that they had. For like Marion Barber.
Marion Barber? Yeah. The Barbarian?
Marion Barber.
Hell yeah. That'd be kind of fun. They got so many running backs, though, for the theme team. Would they want another? Really?
But I mean, it'd be Zeke and... It's just Zeke and...
Zeke? Murray? Yeah.
Emmett? Murray's not there. Murray don't got a power up.
Oh. Yeah, you're probably right. Emmett Smith? Yeah, that's true. Emmett Smith's in the game, too.
Yeah, he's
in. Anyways, we'll move on. What?
I'm trying to think. Who else is there for the Cowboys? No, it's Jason Witten. Easy.
Witten's already in the game, dog.
Oh, he's in. Fuck, he ain't getting a card this year.
He's got a solid card already. He's in rigs. He's 83, right? He's gold.
He's like 75 overall in mud, bro. He best not get no fucking team of the week card catching 77 yard out route or button hooks. No,
dude, but it's gonna be 7 catches for 7 yards and 7 first downs, though, dude. So I don't even want to hear it. He is a safety blanket. Like, don't you ever just like feel like there's monsters under the bed and you put on your safety blanket? That's Jason Witten, IRL. Dude will protect you from monsters under the bed. Like, that's, he is an MVP in my mind.
MVP.
MVP. So, let's talk about skill gap this year. Do you feel like there is one?
Is there a skill gap?
Yeah. Somebody wanted us to talk about that.
Skill gap. The skill gap, I guess you could say it is if you don't know how to activate your card. But I feel like you know what players are going to be able to like get to the quarterback consistently. And if you just know like once you start seeing everybody get their 3 defensive linemen, DeMarcus Lawrence, Reggie White, and another D tackle out of here with their fucking amazing like power move specialist, then it's just going to be 3-man pass rushes all day. So I feel like there probably is a skill gap, but it's not going to last as long as people are hoping it would. Because of YouTube and all the ebook sites that are out there.
But, like, the thing is, like, even with that, even with people going to the meta, there are still people right now that are winning, like, 95% of their games. So, I don't know. I always felt there was a skill gap between, like, low, medium, and high. The high end versus the high end, it's pretty close. It's pretty much like a coin flip when the high end guys play each other. So, like, I don't know how you make high end guys more skillful than others.
So you think it's a skill gap based off the people who are really good at the game being able to keep winning? Because my thing would be just no skill gap if because this year those guys that are winning those games may not even win a Madden tournament this year. Kind of how it's been That's how it's been this past year.
Well, I mean that's what I'm talking about. Like the high end guys have such trouble against each other because, like I said, it's a coin flip. Like Problem Right, who's number one on the leaderboard, he wins like what 95 to 98% of his games. Like the last four, has he even won his
Four years ago,
he was in the championship, right?
Yeah.
But has he even won what are those things? Those tourneys around the country. Stick skills. Fuck, I don't even know what those are called.
I don't know what they're called either.
But like every single club has one. Oh, clubs. The club series. I don't think he's won the club series yet, though, right?
Yeah.
So but he hasn't represented one of the 32 teams.
Yeah, so.
So like, he's winning, and he's got a huge skill gap. But, like, when you play top-end players against top-end players, it feels like a coin flip. How do you get that away from a coin flip? Clubs, thank you. Yeah.
It's like a club championship thingy. Yeah. It's probably, I guess, going against people online, especially early on, because you're not playing. It's just you're not, Well, ELO's
back, right? How do you give top end guys a skill gap?
Is ELO back this year in terms of like who you're playing?
Yeah, I mean it hasn't changed head to head.
So that shit's back. So it probably is a skill gap in terms of this, but I wouldn't say there's one for competitive scene, because I'm probably gonna see somebody else they've never heard of again this year win a bunch of money.
Yeah, I mean, like last year wasn't it like two newcomers just basically won championship belts. I can't say I followed. Didn't one of them say he like just started in the game this year?
I'm pretty confident because like it doesn't take much to be good at this game. Like Gut Fox, if you wanted to, you could compete.
Well, yeah, it's not my content. I mean, I could compete. It doesn't mean I'm gonna win though.
No, you would win. You're probably one of like the. You're probably easy.
Well, here's an example. So W is amazing in this game, yeah. And W beat me because he threw some one play touchdowns at me that I hadn't seen, and that was amazing. So he beat me by like 20 points.
Yeah.
He then got beat by somebody trying the same offense by 20 points, and then I beat that guy.
Yeah.
So it was like a circle of beating each other.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what it is at like a lot of the skill gap. It's just kind of like at one Transitive point it's who's getting better animation. It's kind of like random, but I don't know. In the end, like I don't know how EA adds a skill gap to the guys that play this game. At the top end, top level. DW, what's up? Thanks for subbing.
I think the way they add the skill gap is just... I don't think they can. I think the only way they add a skill gap is if they just allow... Like, there's no... You can't post, like, tips. You can't post videos. Because, like, skill gap's going to always be getting less and less because of the amount of information that's out there. And once you see something once, you're posting to YouTube. And competitive players are going to get mad at you about that. Like, so be careful this year, bro. Be careful, bro.
Oh, I don't care.
You post my office to YouTube, man.
Like, if you post something, if you play me and you do something in public, it's public property at that point. Here's the thing. I think Problem and they have trouble winning it because I think everybody knows exactly what they're going to do because they're streaming, right? Isn't streaming and showing your scheme a huge disadvantage? And that might be the biggest. Like, he has an amazing stream. He's getting like 2,000 people plus per stream. But like, there are competitive lurkers there, right? So, like, that's why I think he's had so much trouble the last few years winning. Because people know every single adjustment he's making. Because they just watch a stream.
Yeah. Which is what happens, bro. Your film's out there. That's kind of how it has to go. But, like, it's at that point, run something different. You should not run your competitive offense on stream. Just, like...
But, like, how, then, battle, then you can't get good at it, though, right? You can't just, like, do something for hundreds of hours. Because he streams, like, 8 hours a day. You think he spends another... 6 hours practicing another scheme? Doesn't seem right?
I mean, he could, theoretically. Like,
I guess, if that's his theoretically, job. That's true.
Yeah, like, so, like, my thing is, like, it's, if there's certain things if you want to keep to yourself, you keep to yourself. And there's certain things you want to put out to the world, you put out to the world, you just got to realize that you can't complain about people lurking you on stream because you wanted it to yourself. It's that I did this to me type thing, right? You did this to you. So if you want, you have two different offenses. Have one you run on stream that's still really good. You're still one of the best players of all time. And then have one you run in your competitive server. That way nobody knows what you're doing. That way you can kind of okey-doke them and come out of something with something a little different.
Yeah.
So I just feel like if you want to win, you got to have Kate's do the
Kate's. That's
do
tough, this. Though.
It's right? tough,
because
bro.
Because in order to be good at like high-end Madden, you need to have like three plays that you can run to perfection. Yeah. Like that's what we've seen with a lot of guys.
That's true.
And especially like you only need to run one defense. But like you need three offensive plays at least. Maybe four. I don't know. But anyways, you need three. Some people get through with more or less. But it doesn't seem right to not practice those three plays over and over. Because even Skimble's one. People know exactly what he's going to do, and he still wins tournaments.
Yeah.
Right? They know exactly the same plays that he's going to run, but he just out-executes people. So even if you're getting lurked and people know your shit, if you can just run it to a certain degree, you'll just win anyways.
Yeah, it's true. But if you're that good, but like at the same damn time, it's always nice to have something different in your back pocket, right? It's always nice to break out something nobody expected. So, and I think that's what separates the guys that actually do in the game, guys that are doing something that, oh shit, you come out something different here. Because if a guy is expecting you to do something and you break something else out different that they didn't game plan for, then that puts that edge to you.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like it's just always nice to have a counter or just have something that you can rely on that's not nobody seen before. And if that takes you an hour or two after you're done streaming to do all that shit, do it. Like, this
might be worth it.
Yeah, it's because, like, the money. I mean, the money's not as much as what Fortnite is giving out, but like, it's still good money in terms of like what you could be doing. To, like,
yeah, because man, it's not as big as Fortnite. Yeah. somebody said they should have a pro league instead of four tourneys. The thing with like a pro league is the Madden competitors hated it because there's no reason to grind ladders. They tried that in what 18, and you know, it didn't get the greatest of views for them, and they the competitors complained in, quite a bit on Twitter about being bored with the game and being done with the game by March or something, or February, I don't know, whenever the Pro League started up. So it was what it was. They tried it. Pro players didn't like it, so that's probably why they're not doing it anymore. Like I know like NBA has that stuff, but I want to move on. PAX, same price, less stuff. Tex, what's your takes on PAX this year?
Bro, I don't, what are they doing? Like, my take is, what are y'all doing, right? So I saw Gacha packs in the store. I'm like, these motherfuckers probably only got 5 golds in them. That's what I said. And these motherfuckers only got 5 golds in them. Like, wait, I was joking. What? So this is what's weird to me about it, right? So because they give you the guarantee of the 75 or better, they basically just double the price of a get a gold player just because of a 75 gold or better. So you can get out here and pull like 579s and just lose like 25,000 coins immediately.
Ain't it a pretty thing?
I like, what the fuck? Like, this shit should just be 575 or better and 5 low tier 75 or better. And it, that's all that pack gotta be. I don't get why they decided to do that. And like, so that's probably the worst extreme case we've seen of fucking like just less content for the same price. Like, I thought Gridiron packs were bad, but like, at least pre-launch those packs were kind of fire. But bro, that's stupid, bro. Game Changer packs, and I'm baffled that they decided to make these things really, 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 really terrible for the price.
Yeah, it's a thing in retail over the years. I don't know if it's called shrinkage or whatever. I talked about it, but like, to offer slightly less that like consumers don't recognize it. They change the math on us a little, and you have people out here defending less stuff because they get less crappy stuff. But crappy stuff's good for power ups. But anyways, it's called, so they provide slightly less for you paying the same amount year over year, and it's a total strategy. And it looks like EA might be doing it to us. Which is weird. I've said this before. It's weird that they're nerfing the money spenders. Because like, no money spent seems just as powerful this year as was last year. Even better for head-to-head rewards. But, you know, EA's just showing its kind of stripes again, right? It's trying to get more money. People to spend more stuff for better teams because they have to buy more packs. And I personally don't like it. But, shit. I had a lot of people angry at me in my video for saying it. That we're getting less for the same amount. So it is what it is. Consumers aren't fighting it that hard. So whatever.
It's just weird though, because like, I guess they're happy because of how expensive everything is on the auction block. So if you get something good out of those packs, like, it's not going to affect the auction house too much. But at the same time, I just want them to come out and be like, why are you making these changes that don't seem beneficial? Yeah. Like, the 5 gold or better, it shouldn't be the same price as it was last year. It should probably be at like fucking like 35k, if anything. It just doesn't seem, it just seems weird that they're keeping things at the same price point but giving you less and less for it. That shouldn't be allowed at all.
It does seem a little strange.
It's like going to McDonald's and like from one day to the next, and then you order a Happy Meal or order a Big Mac combo, and you go back the next day and they don't give you the burger because they only give you the fries and the drink for the $10 you spent. Why? Like, yeah. No. What? We changed our food point. If you want that one, that's going to cost you an extra $10. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, usually like a lot of restaurants will raise the price, and that's something that's very evident to consumers. Like, if their price of doing business goes up or whatnot, but like the shrinkage shit, the kind of more like deceiving ways of going, I think is more evil. Like, instead of like straight up telling people, hey, price is going up because the shit's going up, instead of like, now we're gonna offer less for the same price. I don't know. That's why I think like, if they just raised the price on us and said, all right, now we need more of your money, that's more transparent to us. Like, can you imagine what they did in years past with pack odds where we didn't know them and we couldn't call this out? We kind of just had a feeling that it's worse. Like, it feels a lot like that. Shady.
It is super shady.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, Tex, has your haircut got you a lot more girls?
It got me a lot more people saying, you look good.
That's look good. Healthy. That was a high voice, so it's a girl saying it.
A lot of people are saying it. Yeah, it's I kind of like
the talk of the town. So Colorado is a buzz.
I mean, I did get invited out to hang out on somebody's birthday the other day, but I'm busy Friday. So I mean, so
what are you
far
doing on Fridays.
Huh?
Stop. Going for the birthday.
It's Friday. I got busy, bro. I gotta pull bundles and talk and make this DeMarcus Lawrence.
It sounds like you're afraid of going out and meeting people. Are you just so sunken into the internet that you are not willing to go out Friday night? You understand you'll have 12 hours to do that before a party would start, right?
It's a crazy
pull bundles.
I mean, you know what? You make a good point, but I gotta grind this Twitch, bro. I gotta grind this Twitch.
I got you.
It's been a good time, bro. It's been interesting. I'm growing it back, but I decided to do something a little different. So I look older, which is kind of scary.
Yeah. Shrinkage is a loss of inventory due to theft, damage, and fraud. Yeah, I understand what shrinkage is. I don't remember the correct word for how you, when you shrink a product and charge it the same cost. I just use shrinkage, but I understand it's the incorrect usage of the word. I just couldn't find the right word in the English dictionary in my mind. All right, Tex, fine. You keep doing your nerd shit. Let's talk about legend predictions for the weekend. Who do you got?
Legend predictions for the weekend.
How's my ISP, Fox? Terrible. Should I get my first three? I think we're going to get Troy Polamalu, Terry Bradshaw, and Lin Swan.
Same legends you always are going to predict.
Okay. One of these times I'm going to be right, damn it.
So this last week, who do we get this past week?
In some infinite universe, I'm right somewhere.
So we got Reggie White, Jerry Rice, and who else?
Oh, last weekend?
Who else was last
week? We just got those two. We got the four limiteds a couple days prior to that.
You're right. I forgot limiteds came out at the top. So you have a receiver, quarterback, running back, receiver, right guard, right outside linebacker, left end, cornerback, safety, and right or left end. We have two left ends, don't we? Straight. God damn. So
we got a lot of left ends.
We got D tackle.
We're getting another one Friday.
We have a D tackle. We have a kicker, punter, and a right tackle. So I'm going to go out on a limb. Let's say legendary left tackle, because we ain't got a left tackle just yet. Right?
Okay.
Right? Maybe left guard, just so that they can be dickheads like a Hutchinson or something like that. And then on defense, I'm going to go with a left outside linebacker, Ted Hendricks.
That's boring as shit, dude.
Then we get Ted Hendricks.
Do something exciting.
He'd be kind of nice. And limited time-wise, I'm going to say we get like...
Dude's going to be 74 speed.
And he's going to be also 6'9".
Yeah, I don't care if you're a statue. I mean, you just can't move, right?
He's going to be so slow. But he'll also probably have, like, finesse specialists as well.
Yeah, that's valuable.
Mm. So that's my prediction. That.
Yeah, as long as he has high block shit, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Tight end and free safety. Yeah, those would be hot.
Free safety.
Shut up, nerd.
Tops just said, shut up, nerd. I don't know who he's talking to, but I love it. So, yeah. All right. What do you think? Blah, blah, blah asked us, what do you think the most important attributes in this game are right now, Tex?
Abilities.
You don't care? You don't give a fuck about attributes?
They don't mean a goddamn thing. No, attributes in terms of, like, ratings?
Yeah.
Ratings, okay. Attributes. Yeah. Just abilities. Because none of them means anything that you put the ability on in the first place.
It's speed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always speed. I mean, speed's something you don't even speak about. It's just always go with speed. When in doubt, just get a speed it out. Just get 90 speed out there, receiver, get 90 speed out there, cornerback, because they'll eventually figure it out. And then everything else after that is just whoever can get this, whichever attribute you can use to get this a dope ability. So if he has 89 finesse, move, fuck that card. If you got 91, he can get finesse specialist. Get that card. So it's all about what abilities they can get, because right now ratings are... piece of shit.
But like ratings matter because not everybody in your team can get abilities. So like the other eight players in each side of the ball.
Split
it's
this
like,
between you and Tex.
Well, zone doesn't work right now, so you can't say that's important. Man is interesting, but nobody runs man as much because it's really easy to kind of run a man beater and beat that guy. And so it's like.
Just wheel routes for days.
Yeah, so like on defense, like what is important for you? Zones don't react like they should, which we got to talk about right now. So you on Twitter, right? I don't know. Your sarcasm sometimes is like really hard to like read.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you like if you think zones are broken or they're not broken. Like, what is your thought on
zones? Wait, why was my sarcasm hard to read on that?
Because sometimes you're like, I don't. Players want more CPU control or whatever, blah blah blah. And I'm like, I don't know if he's being serious about this right now. It's just kind of hard to gauge. So what do you? So do you? So zones are broken, right? They just don't work.
Yeah.
And do you think EA should patch
it? Yeah. What have I said elsewise?
Okay. I gotta go back and read your Twitter. You don't be tweeting. Go back and read your Twitter because I'm about to read this right now. Got Fox.
Okay, so. So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. My issues with Cloud Flats. Like, I think, you know, zones obviously are idiots out there, but we're used to that. So Cloud Flats, the fact that they don't cover corner routes, certain corner routes they do, shitty corner routes they do, but they don't cover corner routes that have a out route underneath them. So, like, they get sucked in. And then, like, other corner routes or crossers, they don't stay too far enough back. Like when I call a cloud flat, like people, the weirdest people come out of like the bushes on YouTube comments. Like, it's cloud flat. I should play the flats. That's what hard flats are for, you son of a bitch. So when I call a cloud flat, like I could tell Richard Sherman IRL, hey, you got the sidelines, the deep sidelines. Cover the deep corner, you fuck ass. And Richard Sherman in real life would be like, huh, okay. Well, you're kind of a jerk, but I understand what we want my job to be. And then in the game, I can't do that. They just have that certain spot and I can't put them where I want them. And it's frustrating. We don't have that kind of control to put a fucking pawn in the right box. It's like playing chess. I'm like, oh, sorry, can't go there. You can't put your pawn two spaces forward this game because reasons. So I want my guys to cover shit and concepts so that way there's counterplay. So if I cover one of your concepts, you throw another one to beat me. It's called strategery. And please put it in the game, EA, you cowards. So, it's been an issue for years upon years. Deep corners and crossers last year were fucking uncoverable due to issues with zone coverage and sucking down clouds. So, I don't want guys to react fast like Madden 18. And that's why I said, you fucking idiots. Don't make players react faster. Make them play better positioning. So, that's the issue. Do you understand that, Tex?
Yeah, I got you.
Everybody in chat understand it?
So, like, it's not, yeah, you just want these players to actually do their job as opposed to them having to,
do something. And if a guy is near your zone, hey, maybe you should sneak up on that guy and play it.
Mm-hmm, like, really?
You know? Like, I don't need you to react on the ball like you have eyes in the back of your head. I just need you to react like a real-life football player would ideally react.
Yeah, so, like, in IRL, if a guy's running a cloud flat or if a guy's running, like, just a regular coverage and a guy comes and sits in his zone, he stands right next to him. And it just waits for him the ball to come that way or just to just take that
read. Yeah, they'll get closer to him.
Yeah, because if he's standing where he's supposed to stand in that zone, the guy's going to get up a completion. You have to be close to the person that way you can force a incomplete pass or force the ball someplace else, which may result in a successful defensive stop. So instead of these guys just kind of they just stick in their area, but that's because he doesn't want to give these players they want these players to do exactly what you want them to do, which they don't even do that at times. They just kind of do things that make no sense. Which is why we have these issues with zones not working properly. Mm. It sucks because then zone out ability sucks because then these players actually make sense. So I guess on defense it's just speed and then maybe block shift because these block shifts still kind of matters a little bit. And then on offense, just speed and catching.
Yeah, offense. Like, so let me look through a card. I'll list off the stats that I look at for cards on offense. All right, so for offense alignment, I like a run back. Run block, pass block, finesse, pass block, power. Speed, obviously. Acceleration is a quarter as much value as speed. I look at agility if I'm using the guy to go back and forth, like either a user or a running back. Agility matters. Awareness, I do not look at. Catching, I only look at for guys that are going to catch the ball. Carrying, I look at for running backs. Throw power is number one for quarterbacks, in my opinion. Kick accuracy, kick power are for, you know, obviously, I look at kick power only for kickers. Tackling matters for, you know, defense. I talked about pass block. Jumping isn't that big of a concern to me. It's one of my minimal stats because we saw it last year. It mattered more because that's when you got animations. This year you don't get the animations as much. So jumping is not a huge concern to me at the moment. Maybe if we find a Jimmy jump when we get over 90 jumping, maybe that's a thing. Or jump specialist. If that allows some sort of glitchy goal line stuff, we'll look at that in the future. Trucking doesn't matter to me because you don't really run people over. Elusiveness, it does matter to me, but not as much as maybe it has. Elusiveness helps you, like, when you fail a juke move or something. Mm-hmm. It definitely matters, but it's not, like, the first thing. So, elusiveness is really good, but I of course, value physical stats. Ball carrier vision, ignore that. Stiff arm is very important. Spin move, juke move. Spin move is worthless. I don't spin move this year. Juke move is very important. The higher, the better. Impact blocking is great for wide receivers, fullbacks, guards on the pull. Power move, finesse moves for the defensive ends. Get them over 90, and you got glitchy abilities available. Block shedding is very important to me. Probably my number one stat on the front down lineman and maybe edge
protectors there. Block shed is that's basically how you get it. How you get like glitchy sheds to stop the run. Pursuit, I don't look at it a ton, but people say it helps on pursuing angles. I haven't seen a whole difference in pursuit when I've tested it over the years. Play recognition, I do pay small attention to. Man and zone, I pay attention to for sure on DBs. Injury, I ignore. Stamina, I mostly ignore. Spectacular catch, I look at, but we haven't really gotten to that high threshold yet for spectacular catch. So it's important to get those Y buttons, but don't throw in coverage and you won't have a lot of spec catch issues. But it's definitely important, don't get me wrong. Catching traffic's pretty important. It's like medium importance. That I guess both of those are similar importance, but they're not as important as speed. Short route running, medium route running, deep route running. I want to get them over. I think deep route running over 86 makes glitchy release routes. Medium and short, I look at, but I'm not as into those, I guess, because just concepts beat different concepts. For man coverage, those are great, but you can have specific man beaters, but you beat man more the higher those route runs. So those are important. Don't get me wrong, but they're medium importance. Again, not as important as speed. Hit power, again, is one of those things, like, you can basically hit stick with anybody, but I think you do cause more fumbles with high hit power guys, so it's an important stat. Press is amazing, as long as you can get that, like, high-end. Press is really good for a press man. Beat press over 86, not deep route running. Beat press over 86 gets you really glitchy release. Throw accuracy stats, important-ish, get them over 80. It's kind of like what I'm looking at, because the 87 Mahomes was God-tier, and he had over 80 throw medium, which is basically needed. Throw on the run, pretty important. Play action, ignore. Run block, power, and finesse, ignore. I talked about pass block, power, finesse. Lead block, only on your fullbacks and... impact block is for defensive linemen. Lead blocks for fullbacks, guards that are pulling wide receivers that are hitting cornerbacks. Break tackles for when you naturally break tackles. That's a really important stat. Break sack for quarterbacks to, you know, shrug guys off and then throw under pressure. I look at that a little bit too. There's some important ones to meet thresholds. There's only a few useless ones though. So that's my attribute breakdown for cards. Any comments, Dex?
Sounds about right. So with beat press, right? You said, beat press, the 86, the glitchy release.
Yeah. According to Mutt Leaks, had it at 90, but Deuce Close tested at 86.
So to beat man press. It's weird because of solo battles, Michael Thomas and both DeAndre Hopkins both have over 86 beat press. They don't be out here beating press.
They're not beating press at all?
In the solo battles, they'd be out here getting bumped by these lower tier cards. So maybe it's all Madden be cheating, or maybe it might be at 90.
Well, and all Madden, basically they lower the ratings of your cards. Well, that's how they make it.
So the stats just don't, so my guys are actually playing up to their ratings.
No, that's how all Madden's always been. You look at the sliders,
gotcha.
All Madden is basically, when you look at it, it brings you down to 25 on the sliders. So usually sliders like 50 at all pro, 75 at pro and like 100 at rookie.
Gotcha.
So all Madden is at 25. So like your sliders get cut down. So like
with this Michael Thompson, if somebody has a beat press and I just throw a streak with them and they're pressing, I should just be out here. I should get a really dope animation to run right by. I gotta try
that. Not exactly. Michael Thomas and Hopkins, but you want an outside release, like an old school fade. You know what I'm talking about?
Yo, so I want to change to a fade route instead of a streak. Fade it?
No, well, like, there are specific old school fades that I have an even further outside that 86 press will just dominate with.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll start trying that then.
Yeah, definitely. All right. What about, last question, coins for packs. Why don't they have that old gold player pack in the store anymore? Why did they take that away from us, Dex?
I think it was wrecking the economy. That's probably why. I think so? Because right now, that pack for the past, 3 years has been, the best pack to pull. Didn't you say somebody 2 years ago, I remember talking about this, literally just pulled that pack, sold all the contents out of that pack, and just kept making coins and re-rolling, basically, essentially?
Pack, a few people did that.
Let's pull, get a million coins in those packs, pull, and early on, since people were doing Team Diamond sets, they were doing other stuff like that, they would just go back. They'll just go back and they will just keep doing that over and over again, and they'll just keep making coins or breaking even, essentially. It kind of wrecked the economy because the cars started getting cheaper when that method became more popular, obviously. So I think early on, not having that gold player pack is good for money spenders, but at the same damn time, that gold player pack was so much better in terms of value because of the amount of stuff you can get out of those packs in terms of silvers and golds. Whereas now, basically, you got to either buy it and get a player pack, or you know, buy the get a gold player pack, which I don't think is the same amount of value as that gag pack was last year.
Yeah, like because this year pack trash matters a little bit more with like upgrade sets and stuff, but the upgrade sets were nice last year too, and I don't know. I actually don't know why. Maybe they thought it was simpler to not have two packs that both like the main card draw is a get a gold player. So I don't know. I don't know why. And then bundles aren't available with coins, but they really never have been.
Yeah, so we're cool. We understand that. But I think it's just from a perspective of, you know, it's probably messing with the market. Yeah. And those packs just in terms of, it's just, people never bought those gridiron packs last year. Or what do they call it? Premium packs last year with money?
Yeah.
Because the gold player packs were in the game. And so, if you wanted to, spend your $100, you could buy a million coins and then get a bunch of those packs as opposed to spending $100 and getting a bunch, getting, 20 or getting 40 of those other ones, you know?
Yeah.
And you got the same amount of leech to believe what it got of that pack in the first place. Plus, you also got more cards in terms of silvers, which you then could upgrade for tokens, which then could make you more coins if they actually drop token sets. Mm-hmm. So, that's probably why it's not in the game. Because those packs last year were the best packs. It's because the pack odds are pretty much all the same. No pack really in this game has better pack odds than another. Unless it explicitly says it current guarantees an elite. And so you got more stuff out of those packs last year for a lesser cost.
Mm-hmm. Too easy to get elite rewards for them. Yeah. But you get elite rewards from get a player packs, Ebert. But anyways, I think I'm gonna wrap it up. Thanks, Tex. Appreciate it.
Hey, you got me on.
Check Tex out. Tex, can you type in chat?
Yes.
Check his Twitch channel out here. He streams at night. There it is. Tex is in chat. So follow him. You can follow me on YouTube. This podcast will be on iTunes. It'll be an iTunes exclusive this year. You can check out my second YouTube channel there, also in chat. And there, join the Discord or follow Twitter there. But otherwise, that's it. Thanks for watching. We're going to host... We're going to host Boogie Online. So everybody, love you. Say goodbye to Tex. Or Tex, say goodbye to them.
Bye.
Have a wonderful day. I'll be streaming tomorrow. Podcast. Same time, same place. Twitch.tv/GutFox.
Same
10 p.m.
Same,
Eastern.
Same lag outs. Same disconnects. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. People in chat today were already saying they've been disconnected twice in Weekend League. Somebody said I got disconnected my first game off the top three. And the players in my top three weren't even in my top three. So it's a weird thing. That's happening, but
hey man, peace call out, your guys. ISP, guys. Call your ISPs.
Yeah, totally. All right. Take it easy, guys.